ever. And, you know, from here on out, our competition, it just, you know, it starts with Rockport and it's going to get tough. So, I mean, if we play sound, stop the run and get them into passing, I think I'm hoping we're going to be all right.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the game tonight.
No, thanks, Eddie.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show coming up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Harvest is almost upon us, which means there will be large, slow-moving equipment on the roads. Here are some tips from the Nemaha County Hospital to keep motorists and farmers safe. Slow down immediately when you see farm equipment ahead of you. It doesn't take long to catch up to them. Keep a safe distance to allow more visibility for you and the operator. Be patient and pass with caution. Passing is one of the leading causes of accidents. We wish everyone a safe and successful harvest. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
We are wrapping up another summer, which means one thing for you farmers, time to gear up for harvest. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to provide you with the parts, the service, and the machinery you need to have a successful and smooth harvest. Get your equipment checked out now to prevent breakdowns and downtime when it's time to hit the fields. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS. At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3.
We bid you good evening from Rockport, Missouri. It's time once again for high school football here on Sunny 101.3. My name is Randy Gatula, tonight alongside Cody Schwong. Cody, good evening.
Good evening, Randy. We're excited to bring you high school football here this evening from Rockport, Missouri on a beautiful Friday evening.
It absolutely is a great night. 72 degrees at kickoff. Our temperature, very little wind if there is any. We can't tell down in this bowl in Rockport. We're just a few minutes away from the opening kickoff. And, Cody, this is going to be an interesting matchup. Interesting because South Holt is 4-0 on the season. They are ranked number 5 in the state of Missouri in 8-man football. Rockport is 2-2. But South Holt has never won at Rockport in all the years they've played. So South Holt looking to try and pick up their very first win ever on the field here at Rockport as they come in with a number 5 ranking and 4-0. So that puts a little extra drama in things.
Yeah, a little extra to play for here this evening and gives a reason for the Blue Jays to come out at 2-2 and prove that this is their home field and hold on to it.
Well, Cody, let's move right to the starting lineups here. First of all, let's look at the offensive starters for the visiting South Holt Knights. At center, Tyson Skeen, a freshman, 280 pounds. The left guard is Jackson Schaefer, 230 and a senior. At the right guard, Trace Milley, he's 275 and a junior. The tight end is Cade Kurtz, a senior at 180. Wide receiver, Tylen Prusman, 145-pound senior. Another wide receiver is Griffin Kimmerling, just a sophomore at 160. The halfback is Kendall Nolan, the 185-pound senior. And at quarterback for the Knights, Cole Metzger. Metzger, 160 pounds, and a junior. Let's take a look at that South Hole defense.
For the defensive starters for the Knights, at linebacker, Cole Metzger, a junior. At other linebacker, Kate Kurtz, he's a senior. At the third linebacker, Kendall Nolan, he's a senior as well. At defensive back, Griffin Kimmerling, a 160-pound sophomore. On the other side, Tylen Prusman, a 145-pound senior. On the defensive line, Trevor Mark, a 180-pound junior. Jackson Schaefer, a 230-pound senior. And Trace Millen, a 275-pound junior, will be the starting lineup for the South Hold Knights.
Now the offensive starters for the home-sounding Rockport Blue Jays. They are 2-2 on the year, coached by head coach Dalton Jones. At center, Brenton Heron, 230 and a senior. The left guard is Tarver Munch. Munch, 205 and a senior. Right guard, Ryder Heron, 255 and a sophomore. The tight end is Reed Miller. He's a 160-pound senior. A wide receiver, Kendon Melton. Melton, a junior at 145. The running backs are Corbin Jacob, a 175-pound junior, and Dakota Evans, a senior at 150. The quarterback, Cade Makings, 150 pounds, and a senior. Now let's look at that Rockport defense.
At the linebacking position, it's Corbin Jacob and Cade Makings. Jacob, a junior, Makings, a senior. In the defensive backfield for the Blue Jays, Dakota Evans will be a senior at 150 pounds, and Jack Meyercorth, a freshman, 135-pound freshman, will be the other corner. Up front, it will be Reed Miller, 160-pound senior, Tarver Munt, a 205-pound senior, Brenton Heron, a senior as well at 230 pounds, and Ryder Heron up front in the middle for the Blue Jays, 255 and a sophomore.
Those of you at home listening to that background noise know they are not shooting at Cody and me in here, but apparently somebody had a lot of fireworks left over from 4th of July here at Cody. During the national anthem, we had the rockets, red glare, and the bomb bursting in air and everything you'd want to go with our national anthem performance. Still need to have the coin toss and the meeting at the middle of the field, so we're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout. Then we'll be back with the opening kickoff, high school football, coming your way tonight on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Are you curious about what martial arts could do for you? Find out during the free trial week at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City, Monday, September 25th, Thursday the 28th, and Saturday the 30th. All classes are free to try. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. We have something for everyone. Find out more at facebook.com/HellerMartialArts or give us a call, 402-380-3383. Hope to see you there.
What do you call a person who devotes their entire working life to helping children? A person who cares enough to take the time to give a child a gift of understanding? Someone who sees in every child the potential for greatness? What would you call such a person? It's teacher. We here at Frontier Bank know we have great schools because we have great teachers. Support our local schools.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Fall City.
Visit Farmin' City Supplies Get Growing All Season Long sale because they know that better lawns start in the fall. Grass seeds, fertilizer, herbicides, and garden tools are on sale now through September 30th. Farmin' City Supply has everything you need for a better lawn next spring. While you're there, stock up on allergen defense air filters. Buy two, get one free. Farmin' City Supply in Fall City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Tonight's presenting sponsor for this high school football broadcast is Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt. For parts, sales, and service, they have five other locations in northeast Kansas. We do have a final score from football today, an afternoon game, a six-man football played at Lewiston. It was the Pawnee City Indians defeating the Lewiston Tigers this afternoon. The final in that one was Pawnee City 60 and Lewiston 14. Our thanks to R.J. Hickey from Pawnee City for reporting those scores for us. Also, an early start tonight at Auburn. The Auburn Bulldogs kicked off at 6 o'clock in their game with Raymond Central. We hope to be having a score update for you on that game very shortly. Tonight, over on our sister station, KTNC, the Sacred Heart Irish are hosting Bruning Davenport Shickley. That game, Lucas Freshel, Troy Nelson has the call for you. That's on KTNC, AM 1230, 107.1 FM, and, of course, online at MSCSports.net. I want to remind also our listeners here in Northwest Missouri, lots of eight-man football going on around the state. St. Joe LeBlanc is playing at Archie tonight. East Atchison is at Flat Valley. St. Joe Christian is playing over at Worth County. Nottoway Valley is at Mound City tonight. Stanberry playing at Princeton, and Albany is at North Andrew. That are the eight-man games here in Northwest Missouri going on this evening. And, of course, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to have South Holt and Rockport doing battle here at Rockport.
I do have a halftime update from Syracuse. Fall City and Syracuse also started early. At halftime, it is Syracuse 20, Fall City 12. And from Auburn, it's Auburn 10 and Raymond Central at the half.
What was Raymond Central's score? Auburn 10?
Zero.
Zero. 10 to nothing. Okay. All right. What do we have here? Who won the coin toss?
I believe South Holt won.
And they deferred. So they'll
be
kicking
the ball.
They'll be kicking from our left to right. Handling the kicking for South Holt is Trevor Mark. He'll tee the ball up at the 30-yard line. Back deep, waiting to return the kickoff. I believe that's going to be Dakota Evans. Evans will wait near the 2-yard line. I want to tell our listeners right from the get-go here, we have a rather low view of the field, a low angle here, not very high, almost field level, so we're going to do our best to spot the ball here for you. Ready to come forward and kick it away is Mark, waiting for the official's indication that he may do so. Dakota Evans, as we said, stands at the 3-yard line to wait to return the opening kickoff. He comes forward, and here's the kick, an end-over-ender. It's going to be fielded by the up man at the 15. He goes to the right out to the 20, 25, turns the corner at the 30, across the 30-yard line. On the return, I believe, was Kendon Melton. And Melton's going to have a good return of the football. And Rockport's going to start with outstanding field position. Let's see where they're going to say he stepped out. I believe just short of the 35. They'll mark it at about the 34-yard line. That's where they'll put it down.
Trevor Mark over there on the stop for the Knights that time, the kicker getting down there to make that tackle.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Blue Jays at the 34-yard line. Cade Makings is the quarterback. Set in the backfield, Dakota Evans sets to his left. In the shotgun formation is Making, calling his starting count. Puts a man in motion right to left. Hands it off, coming around from the right side. They give the football to Reed Miller. He's taken out of bounds after... that's Corbin Jacob. I'm sorry. Jacob taken out of bounds, short of the first down, I believe. He's across midfield. They mark it at about the 37-yard line is where they'll put it.
Tylan Prusman over there knocking him out of bounds for the night that time.
Working quickly now. The Blue Jays over the football on second down and one to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 37-yard line. Makings calls his starting count, takes a snap, hands the ball off, and running to the left side, spin move, is Dakota Evans with the football. Evans will get first down yardage, but it wasn't easy.
Jackson Schaefer over there on the stop that time for the Knights. Good run there by Evans, breaking a couple tackles and getting that first down for the Blue Jays.
Spot the football now at the 33-yard line of South Holt. Clock is running here, 11:34 to play in the first period. No score, first possession of the ball game here for Rockport. Makings in the shotgun formation has Tripp set to the left side of the field. Dakota Evans sets in a slot to the left. Kenton Meldon is the wide receiver. Makings back to pass, in trouble, dumps the ball over the middle. It's tipped and then nearly caught by a lineman. It'll fall incomplete, and it'll bring up second down and 10 yards to go.
Broke up there by the defensive lineman that time. Rushing, I think that was Jackson Schaefer that time getting in there and getting a hand on the football.
Makings was feeling a lot of pressure there, Cody. He had defenders all around him when he got rid of the football.
Good pass rush by the Knights.
Second down and 10 from the 33-yard line. The ball on the left side hash mark. Cade Makings in the shotgun. Takes the snap, turns, hands the football off to Dakota Evans. He's met at the line of scrimmage and thrown back. Little, if any, gain. Might have even lost a half a yard there.
Cole Metzger in there quickly for the Knights to get the tackle for a loss that time.
Cade Makings, the running back, not a big kid, 150 pounds, and they wrapped him up and shoved him back for no gain on the play. It'll bring up third down, maybe lost half a yard, third down and a long 10 now. The ball outside the 33-yard line of South Hole. Clock is running, 10:45 to play in the first quarter, no score. Blue Jays on third down and long. Wide receiver, Melton, sets wide to the right. In the slot to the right is Miller. Makings in the shotgun. Keeps it himself, runs off to the right side. He'll be spun and thrown back after a gain of a yard or so, not much more than that. It's going to bring up fourth down and about nine. Well, he did get a couple of yards. Fourth down and maybe a long 7 or 8 yards to go.
Schaefer in there again on the stop for the Knights that time.
Call the line of scrimmage, the 31-yard line. Fourth down and about 8 to go here from the 31. As I said, we've got a very low angle view of the field here. We're only probably 12, 15 feet above the playing surface. All right, over the football. Fourth down and 8. Spread formation. Wide receivers to both sides of the field. Cade Makings in the shotgun formation. Man comes in motion from right to left. Makings back to pass. Sets in the pocket. Here comes pressure. He's rolling to his right. Going to throw deep. Overthrows the intended receiver. The pass nearly intercepted downfield there. It was overthrown. The intended receiver, I think, was Meyercord.
Meyercord was the intended receiver. Griffin Kimmerling back there on defense for the Knights, breaking that one up.
Kimmerling was in the area, so the Knights will take over on downs. That was a fourth down play. It'll be first and 10 for the South Hole Knights. And right now, Coach Josh Peterson has to be pleased with his defensive stand. Where's the line of scrimmage? Is that just outside the 30, I believe? That's where we are. Between the 30 and the 31-yard line.
Yep.
First and 10, South Holt. Cole Metzger, the junior signal caller, 160-pounder. He's the quarterback. Has Kendall Nolan in the backfield with him. Metzger's in a shotgun formation with Nolan sitting off his right hip. Calling his starting count. Metzger back to pass, looking right. Now dumps the ball over the middle. The pass is going to be complete. That's Nolan on the run. Nolan gets the ball out across midfield. He's going to be into Rockport territory. Is that 18 or 10?
That's 18.
18, that's what I thought. That's Kendall Nolan. And Nolan moves the football across midfield. We've got a flag on the play. The officials threw a flag back around the 34-yard line. They're having a discussion. We're going to be at a disadvantage. The official's going to turn his back on us to signal to the press box on the other side. We'll have to see if we can tell by his body language what this penalty is going to be.
They're bringing the football back. There's no one marking the football downfield, so I'm assuming that one's coming back. Now there is a big discussion on the field.
We've even got somebody in here from the sideline. I haven't seen that before.
Change an earpiece, maybe. Swap an earpiece.
Still haven't got a signal.
An ineligible man downfield on the night. One of the offensive linemen, they tried to set up a screen pass to the receiver there, Nolan, and one of the offensive linemen just got downfield and tried to go block before they could get the football into Nolan's hands.
So the 5-yard penalty will take the football back to the 26-yard line. It'll bring up first down and 15 yards to go now for the South Hole Knights. First and 15. Wide receiver Cade Kurtz comes wide to the right side of the field. Tylan Poosman wide to the left. Empty backfield for Cole Metzger. Kurtz sets in a slot to the right. Metzger in the gun, calling his starting count on first and 15. He has a snap, sets in the pocket. He'll run with the football. Comes out to the left, broke a tackle, got away, now still on his feet, and finally he's going to be wrapped up and dropped after a short gain of a couple. Looks like he's going to have the ball out near the 27 or 28-yard line. He'll get about 2, maybe 3 yards on the carry. It's still going to bring up second down and 12 yards to go.
Brenton Heron that time in there finally getting the quarterback down there for the Blue Jays.
I'm surprised they play music between the plays here. That's not allowed over in Nebraska.
Yeah, me too.
ball spotted inside the 30 at about the 28-yard line, second down and 12. Cole Metzger with an empty backfield, two receivers wide to the left. Metzger in the pocket, now scrambles out to his right. He's in trouble, got away from one tackler, reverses his field, now turns up the left sideline, spun free once again, still on his feet, and finally is tackled right at about the original line of scrimmage. Cole Metzger did an awful lot of running for no gain there.
Corbin Jacob finally pulling him down. Did a lot of scrambling, a lot of juking and moving, but finally got brought down, still behind the first down and 10 marker, so still...
Third down and 12 to go now. Third and 12, the line of scrimmage at the 28-yard line. Between the 28 and 29 on the right side hash mark. South Holt moves from our left to right, from north to south here at Rockport. Again, an empty backfield for Cole Metzger. Two receivers wide left, one wide to the right. Metzger looks over a three-man rushing line, has the snap. Quick pass out to the left side, pass complete. And they dive the ball out across the 35-yard line. Tylan Prusman on the receiving end of that one. He'll have a gain out short of first down yardage by about 3 yards. It'll bring up fourth down and three, what you would expect to be a punting situation. But I'm not sure. They're lining up to go for it on fourth down and three. From the 38-yard line, back to pass is Metzger. Metzger scrambling, turns it upfield. He's hit. Got close to the first down yardage. He's across the 40. I don't think he got there.
I don't
there.
Think he did either, and I don't think the refs are marking it. It is going to be short, so that'll be a turnover on downs.
So South Holt rolled the dice on fourth down and three and only got two. Came up a yard short. The ball was spotted on the 40-yard line, and the Rockport defense is held. Now, we mentioned in our pregame show that the South Holt Knights have never won on this field at Rockport. And this year they come in here 4-0, ranked number 5 in the state, Rockport at 2-2. So the Blue Jays take over the football at the midfield stripe, the 40-yard line. Cade Makings is the quarterback. Dakota Evans sets on his right hip in the backfield. Gives it off to Evans. Evans into the line for a yard, maybe two. Looks like he's got it down to about the 39-yard line. Give him a gain of one. It'll bring up second down and 9 yards to go.
A host of Knights in there. I believe that was Nolan leading the charge that time for the Knights.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's game is Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt for parts, sales, and service. They have 5 other locations in northeast Kansas. Second down and 9 yards to go from the 39-yard line. Cade Makings. Man comes in motion right to left, and now a flag is thrown. That was Corbin Jacob that was split out there wide to the right, came in motion around the left side. Procedure penalty is going to be called against Rockport. That'll set him back 5 yards and bring up second down and 14 yards to go. The new line of scrimmage will be at the 36-yard line. The clock shows 6 minutes, 52 seconds to play in the first quarter here at Rockport. Still no score in the contest. Blue Jays held on downs, as did South Holt on the Blue Jays' first possession.
She did.
2 turnovers on downs. All right, second down and 14 yards to go for Rockport. Cade Makings with Evans set to his right. Fake the handoff. Makings back to pass. Here comes the pressure. Now he wants to scramble to his right. Steps up. He's going to throw deep down the sideline. Has a receiver all alone on the right sideline. It's going to go all the way for the touchdown. Making the reception down there on the far end was Corbin Jacob. The line of scrimmage. The football was at the... Where
were we? It was at the 35.
35.
Back here, they backed up 5.
45 yards. A 45-yard pass play, and that was complete to Corbin Jacob for the touchdown. Boy, he had 2 receivers down there, both of them wide open down near the end zone. Either one of them could have caught that and scored. No defenders anywhere around. Here's a try for the 2-point conversion. They'll run it forward. And did he get in?
Yes, he did. That was Makings in there taking the football across the goal line for the 2-point conversion for the Blue Jays.
8-0 our score, 6:21 to play here in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest-growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
This is Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect, your Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City. The scoring drive took just 2 plays to cover 40 yards, capped off with a 45-yard touchdown pass, Cade Makings to Corbin Jacob. Makings carried in for the 2-point conversion, and Rockport goes up 8-0. Here's the kickoff. Driving kick to the left side, going to be picked up at about the 5 and fallen on. No chance for a return there. Back to return on that kickoff, I believe, was Prusman.
Prusman was back there. That's correct.
Just fell on the football. So, where's the ball going to be marked?
10-yard line.
tough angle from where we are here.
10-yard line.
At the 10. So Makings, on that touchdown, he had two receivers, and they were both so wide open down in that left corner.
Actually, the one that was in the front, the little deeper one, the front one turned around and looked at the deeper one like, hey, you going to catch that thing? Or
you want that, or do you want me to catch it, or we're both open? All right, over the football. Come the Knights. Cole Metzger is the quarterback in the backfield. Nolan sets to his left. Waiting for the snap is Cole Metzger. Long count at the line. Metzger takes a snap, hands the ball off to the right side, running room, coming down the right sideline, out across the 25, out across the 30, and finally taken out of bounds is Kendall Nolan, the running back. Nice gain on the play, picked up around 20 there.
Evans over there on the stop, Dakota Evans on the stop for the Blue Jays.
A 20-yard gain on the carry. He came from the 20, or is that the 25? Let me see where we're at. You know, that's a 30.
That'd be the 30.
Bad angle from where we are. We're on the 25-yard line, folks, down on the north or the south end of the field here. Cole Metzger, after a nice 20-yard run by Kendall Nolan, has the South Old Knights first and 10 at the 30. Metzger with Nolan to his right. Tight end set to the right. Hand off to Nolan again, this time off guard to the left side. Tries to turn the corner. He's on his feet, breaking tackles. He'll have another first down. He's across the midfield stripe into Rockport territory down to the 39-yard line. Do you get the feeling that this South Old offense is not happy right now?
I think so. Just hand the ball to Kendall Nolan and let him go make a play.
They're just kind of lining up and playing angry football right now. Tylan Prusman comes wide to the right side as a receiver. I believe that's Kurtz out to the left. Metzger looks at a five-man defensive front, five men up on the line of scrimmage. Keeping it is Metzger. He crashes through that initial defense, and he'll get about 5 yards inside the 35 near the 34-yard line. Cole Metzger had five men up on the line of scrimmage.
And Ryder Heron was the one in there to bring him down for the Blue Jays after that five-man front defensively for the Rockport Blue Jays.
So now the football is marked. They do play music between plays.
They do.
Interesting. At the 34-yard line, second down and 5 yards to go for the South Old Knights. They trail 8-0 here in the first quarter. The junior signal caller, Cole Metzger, calls his starting count. He has the snap, hands the ball to his running back. That's Kendall Nolan. Nolan for first down yardage inside the 30, crashes down to the 28-yard line. It'll be another first and 10 for South Old.
Evans and Makings that time in there on the stop for the Blue Jays, bringing down Nolan.
Cody, you know what's happening right here, right now. The South Old Knight offensive line is controlling the line of scrimmage.
Even when Rockport puts five players up.
Up on the line of scrimmage, and they still manage to open a hole up for Kendall Nolan, the running back. All right, first and 10 at the 28-yard line of Rockport. South Holt trailing 8-0. Cole Metzger, wide receivers, two of them split wide to the left side. Nolan is in the backfield, is the only running back there with Metzger. In the gun, Metzger calls his count, has the snap, gives to Nolan again, running off to the left side, turns the corner to the 25 to the 20, taken out of bounds somewhere down around the 20-yard line. I believe that's where they're going to say he stepped out. It'll be short of first down yardage by a couple. It'll bring up second down and about 2 yards to go.
Makings over there that time on the stop. Tayton, see, Makings. Got the wrong Makings that time.
Shows 4:34 to play in the first quarter. You're just checking in with us. 8-0, Rockport leading the South Old Knights here. Maybe a little bit of a surprise for our radio audience. Second down and 2 to go at the 20-yard line. This is Kendall Nolan splitting wide to the right side. He's going to set outside the right guard this time. Empty backfield for Metzger. He'll run it to the right, keep it himself. That's a quarterback keeper all the way. He fights forward and gets the first down yardage, I believe. Now, he's very close. They're going to mark that he stepped out at the 18-yard line. From my angle, that should be enough for a first down. Yes, it is.
Corbin Jacob over there to knock him out of bounds, but not after, like Randy said, getting a first down.
Gosh, I like having him play down on our end of the field.
This is all right.
At the 18-yard line, first down and 10, South Holt, the ball on the right hash mark. The Knights moving from left to right, from north to south here at Rockport. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. That's Cody Swong over there on the statistics. Statistician is a big word. Cole Metzger puts trips to the left this time. Now a man comes in motion back to the right. Rolling to the right is Metzger. He'll run with the football inside the 15, inside the 10. Close to first down yardage. He needed to get to the 8 for a first down. He's inside the 10, about a yard and a half away from it.
Ryder Heron pulling him down that time for the Blue Jays.
They'll actually spot the ball on the 10-yard line, so it'll be second down and a long yard, almost 2 to go here, from the 10. Second and short. Wide receiver Griffin Kemmerling wide to the left. In a slot to the left is Tylan Prusman. Metzger calls the starting count. Metzger keeps it himself. He runs right. He's got the first down. He's at the five. He's near the goal line. He's taken out of bounds. Touchdown. He got there. That will be a 10-yard touchdown carry. Taking it in on the quarterback keeper was Cole Metzger. A 10-yard run for Metzger makes it 8-6 now. We'll have the try for the two-point conversion here. Cole Metzger.
I think they kick extra points.
Oh, they're going to kick it. All right. And to kick it is going to be Trevor Mart. Mart to kick. And see who that is holding. Seven?
Kurtz.
Kurtz is holding. There's the ball is down. The kick is up. He's got the length. The kick is good. And our score is now 8-7. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Driving safely in school zones should always be top of mind. Your smart choices help students look forward to reaching their dreams. Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual want your help in protecting our local students' futures. Drive responsibly and keep your eyes on the road so we can all trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sisk, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect, your local Farm Bureau insurance agents in Auburn and Fall City. Well, that scoring drive for South Holt took 8 plays to cover 70 yards, capped off with a 10-yard quarterback keeper by Cole Metzger. Mark kicked the conversion. The score 8-7 now. Rockport still up by 1 with 3:51 to play here in the first quarter. Ready for the kickoff. Mark has the ball teed up at the 30-yard line, ready to kick it away. Deep to return it will be Dakota Evans. He wastes his time at about the 8-yard line. There's the kick, an end-over-ender. Backs Evans up. He fields the ball at the 1. He's out to the 5, to the 10. Goes to his right, to the 15, to 20. Into the open, the 25, the 30. Across the 30 and tripped up. And it was down to the last line of defense there, or he was going to be gone.
They're going to mark him down there at the 34-yard line.
Dakota Evans.
Mark again over there knocking him out of bounds.
Yeah, it was him that got the tackle. The kickoff man was the last line of defense. The football is going to be marked at the 34-yard line. And, Cody, we've got a football game.
We definitely do. What a good evening to have one, too. Beautiful night.
Blue Jays come over the ball first and 10 from their own 34-yard line. Cade Makings puts two receivers wide right. One comes wide to the left. Makings calling his starting count. He has the snap. Turns, gives the ball off to the motion man coming from the right, Dakota Evans, and he's going to be spun around and wrapped up after a gain of only about a yard. Should bring up second down and 9.
Metzger and Schaefer in there on the stop that time for the Knights.
Thought we might have had a horse collar there
for
a minute,
close,
Cody.
For sure.
Must have had a hold of the shirt and not inside the pads or the collar. Second down and 9 yards to go for the Blue Jays. They lead it 8-7 here with 3 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the first quarter. Blue Jays over the football. Cade Makings with Dakota Evans in the backfield. Wide receiver, wide right. Makings gives it off to Evans. Evans tries to run into the middle, broke one tackle, then spins free for a couple of yards. He's got the ball out near the 37 or 38-yard line. It's going to bring up third down. Still about 7 yards to go for the Blue Jays.
Griffin Kimmerling that time in there on the stop for the Knights.
Glad you decided to join us tonight here on Sunny 101.3 for Missouri High School football. The Rockport Blue Jays, the South Holt Knights doing battle here in Rockport. All right, spot the football at the 37-yard line. Blue Jays own 37, facing third down and 7 yards to go. Cade Makings the quarterback. He'll have trips set out to the left side this time. 3 wide receivers to the left. All alone in the backfield is Makings. Nolan in motion. He's back to pass. Makings sets up. Comes to his left. He's got running room. He's at the 35, the 40, inside the 30, inside the 20. Still on his feet. Breaking tackle. Spins free. He'll be dropped down inside the 10-yard line. Great job running the football by Makings as he came down to the left elbow here.
Griffin Kimmerling finally knocked him out of bounds, but not after a gain of a good chunk of yards, and got him all the way down to the 8-yard line.
Man, once he turned that corner, there was just no catching up to him down here. They were very lucky to keep him out of the end zone. Is that where we're at, is the 8?
I think that's where we're at right
now. All right, first and goal at the 8. Cade Makings puts a wide receiver to the right. That's Corbin Jacob. In the slot to the left is Dakota Evans. Jacob comes in motion. Now we got flags flying and whistle sound. Illegal procedure is going to be the call, and that's the last thing the Blue Jays needed as they're down here inside the 10-yard line.
After that big play Makings made, he was back to pass, looking for somewhere to go with it. Kind of the defense broke down, had a lot of running room, and Makings took up off the left side.
All right, ball's going to be spotted at the 13-yard line now. That's where they'll put it. And it'll be first down and goal from the 13 for Cade Makings and company with the Blue Jays. They break the huddle. Splitting to the left is Kendall Melton. Wide to the right side goes Corbin Jacob. Empty backfield for Cade Makings. In motion goes Evans. Makings keeps it himself, runs up the middle. He'll be wrapped up after a short gain. Did he get back to the 10? I don't think so.
I don't think he did. I think he got to about the 12. That was Kendall Nolan in there bringing him down.
Gain of a yard or two there. It's still going to be second down and goal. I'm going to guess the ball's at about the 12. We're at the 25-yard line at the other end of the field with a very low angle here, so we're going to do our best to tell you where the ball is. I can tell you it's on the left side hash mark. As Cade Makings breaks the huddle, splits a wide receiver wide right. Makings has Evans set to his right. High snap, gives the ball off to Jacob. Jacob tries to run to the corner. He won't get there. He's going to be driven out of bounds, I think, down around the 10-yard line, just judging from the angle here.
Tylen Firstman was over there to knock him out of bounds for the Knights that time.
Am I looking at the 5 or the 10 there?
That's the 10.
Yep. I was right. Okay. So now, third down and goal at the 10-yard line. The ball actually just outside the 10, between the 10 and the 11. We'll see what we can see clear down at the other end of things here. I feel like we're over in Oregon and they're playing in Rockport. All right, from just outside the 10-yard line, Makings the quarterback, calling his starting count. He has a snap. He's back to pass. Now rolling left, throws into the corner to the left side, and the pass is going to be complete for the touchdown. Corbin Jacob makes a reception. Jacob comes up with the football for the touchdown. That's Corbin Jacob's second touchdown reception of the evening. This one coming from 10 yards out. And the score coming with just 3 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. Rockport now goes up 14-7. They go for two on theirs here, so Cade Makings completed that one to Corbin Jacob. Here's the try for the two-point conversion. Help me out here. Makings takes a snap, going to run it himself.
Did he
get in there?
Yes, he did.
That guy never signals. Okay, carried it in once again, and our score goes 16-7. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring recap. Stop by and see Jake or Tosh Arm Connect, your Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City. And that scoring drive, 6 plays, 46 yards. It was capped off by a 10-yard touchdown pass from Cade Makings to Corbin Jacob. That's Jacob's second touchdown reception. Makings carried in for the two-point conversion. Rockport goes up 16-7 with just 3 seconds to play here in the first quarter. So Rockport tees the football up. Meyercorth will handle the kickoff duties. Meyercorth comes forward, hits the ball at the 30-yard line. It's a driving end-over-ender, going to be chased down. On the return will be Tylen Prusman up the left sideline. Prusman is out across the 15, out across the 20. Stops short of the 30-yard line, I believe. We'll see where they mark it on the far sideline. That'll be the end of the first quarter. Our score, 16-7. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jim has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jim's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing.
or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Cody Swong, back with you here in Rockport as we move to second quarter action. Your score 16-7. Rockport leading South Holt. South Holt ranked number 5 in the state in 8-man football here in Missouri. Came in 4-0, and they've got a real battle on their hands right now with Rockport. First down and 10 for South Holt, working from their own 29-yard line. Cole Mesker is your junior quarterback. He's all alone in the backfield with a receiver spread formation, wide receivers to both sides of the field. And comes in motion, that's Kemmerly. And in trouble is Metzger. He bounced off the defender. Now he's got room. Midfield, the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25, inside the 20. Did you see that? Cole Metzger ran into the line, bounced into some of his own people, then squirted out here to the left side, and that guy's like a rocket when he fired.
That was a burst of speed coming out of there.
When he fired the afterburners down the left sideline, and he picked up 20 yards so fast you wouldn't believe it.
That was Dakota Evans knocking him down finally.
Ball is inside the 20. They're going to work quickly here. Metzger on first and 10 turns, gives the ball off. His running back coming from right to left is going to be bulldogged down over here inside the 15-yard line. I think that was, wait till he gets up. Not sure who was carrying the football.
That was Nolan again.
Nolan again. All right. Coming around to the left side.
Reed Miller got over that time for the Blue Jays to knock him down.
Yeah, gain of 4 on the play. Second down and 6 yards to go. The quarterback, Cole Metzger, turns, gives it off up for the middle with running room, crashing near the end zone. I believe did he get in?
He did. The official is signaling a touchdown.
Was that Nolan again?
That was Kendall Nolan on the touchdown run.
And the line of scrimmage, I'm going to try and figure out where we were. They took it down already.
We were at the 13-yard line.
All right, thank you. 13-yard run there. Now we'll have the try for the 2-point conversion. Mark in to kick it. That was a 13-yard run by Nolan. There's a kick. The ball is down. The kick is up. The kick is good. And our score is now 16-14. Rockport on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, that scoring drive, a 3-play, 61-yard drive, capped off by a 13-yard run by Kendall Nolan. Mark kicked the conversion. Our score now 16-14. Rockport up by 2. The scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Well, the difference right now is that South Holt kicks their extra points. Rockport goes for 2, and that's the difference, 16-14. All right. South Holt ready to kick the football away. Mark tees it at the 30. There's Mark's kick. Going to get into the end zone, roll out of the end zone. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line, and that's where the Rockport Blue Jays, leading 16-14, will begin this drive at their own 15-yard line. Nice evening for high school football tonight here in Rockport. They had talked about some thunderstorms and maybe some rain and lightning later tonight. In fact, some of the schools at Syracuse and at Auburn started their games an hour early tonight to try and avoid that, but they went with a 7 o'clock kickoff here, and so far, a beautiful evening. Blue Jays over the football. Cade Makings is your quarterback. Wide receiver split wide to the left side of the field. Evans is set back there with him. Makings in the shotgun has the snap. Turns, gives off to his running back coming from right to left. That might have been Jacob over there. can't tell who was set to the right side.
That was Jacob again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Again, we're at the 25-yard line at one end of the field. They're at the 15 at the other end. And down at a low angle. We're going to give them a gain of a yard, call a second down, and a long eight, almost 9 yards to go now with the football between the 16 and 17-yard line in the middle of the field between the hash marks. Cade Makings is the quarterback. As the Blue Jays lead it, 16-14. They come over the football. Wide receiver wide to the right, tight end set to the near side. Quarterback Makings has a man coming in motion. Keeps it himself. He'll run to the left. Makings is going to be swallowed up and dropped. Three people on him in a hurry before he could gain a lot of yardage.
And they're leading the stop, Trevor Marks, for the South Holt Knights that time.
We'll give him a gain of a couple. It'll bring up third down and about 5 yards to go now with the football just short of the 20-yard line. Third and a long five, almost six, the ball between the 19 and the 20. Now it's on the near hash mark, in from the west side. Rockford moving from left to right, north to south here in Rockford. Clock shows 9 minutes, 48 seconds to play in the first half. Our score 16-14, the Rockford Blue Jays on top. Cade Makings, all alone in the backfield, has the snap. He's back to pass. Now rolling to his left. Reverses, looks upfield, going to throw the ball over the middle. The pass intended for his intended receiver, Reed Miller, but just overthrown. A couple of defenders in the area, but Miller just couldn't get up to get to it.
Back there defending Griffin Kimmerling as well as Tylen Brusman back there defending for the Knights.
So now fourth down and about 6 to go, what you would assume is a punting situation, but we'll have to see. Corbin Jacob is the punter. Yes, they will. They'll drop Jacob back in punt formation. Back deep to return to punt is Tylen Prusman. He'll wait at his own 35-yard line. Jacob gets a good snap, gets the punt away. Oh, Prusman's going to have to chase this one down. It rolls inside the 30, inside the 25. He's going to stay away from it, and it'll roll dead at the 24-yard line. That's where the South Holt Knights will take over. They'll have the football first and 10, working from their own 24-yard line with 9:22 to play here in the first half and trailing Rockford 16-14. I don't know, Cody, maybe a little bit of a surprise here on this score right now?
Yeah, I think Rockford definitely had something to play for, especially if they haven't lost to the Knights on their home turf before. So a little extra energy and go to start the game.
On paper, you see a team coming in that's 4-0, ranked number 5 in the state. Your neighbor is just to the south here in Oregon. That's enough incentive for Rockport. At the 24-yard line, first and 10 for the Knights. Cole Matthews, your quarterback. Kendall Nolan to his right in the backfield. Two receivers to the left side of the field. He takes a snap, keeps it himself. Metzger spins out across the 25, across the 30. Still on his feet, the 35. Midfield, the 40. Breaks over to the right side. It's a foot race. He's going to take it all the way for the touchdown from the 24-yard line. It'll be a 56-yard touchdown run by Cole Metzger, and that's how quick the complexion of the ball game can change. 56 yards on the carry for Cole Metzger.
His second touchdown of the game, Metzger got in the end zone again.
Cole Metzger's grandparents are in a pickup right down here to our right, just to the right of the booth. I had a nice chat with them before the ball game. They're very proud of that grandson. Metzger, just with a big run, treated grandma and grandpa there. Here's a kick. Ball is down. Kick is up. Kick is good. And their score now is 21-16. South Holt on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Time for another scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. That scoring drive, a short one. One play, 56 yards, a 56-yard quarterback scamper by Cole Metzger. Mark kicked the conversion. The score goes 21-16 now. South Holt on top with 9:09 to play here in the first half. One play, 56 yards. That's just pretty darn efficient.
That's good efficient offense. Get your play average up there on the yards yards per play.
Trevor Moore, who kicks the extra points, will handle the kickoff duties. He'll tee it up at the 30-yard line. Back deep to return it will be Dakota Evans, the deep man. Evans stands at his own 5-yard line. Here's Mark's kick, and high end over ender. Evans runs under, fields the ball at the 5. He's out to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. He's across the 20. Wrapped up, now comes to his left, across the 25. He's out to the 30. 35, one man to beat here, coming across midfield, the 40, the 30. Cuts inside. He's going to take that thing for a touchdown. Fielding the ball at the 5-yard line, and that will be a 75-yard kickoff return. 75 yards on the kickoff return by the return man, and that is, let me pick that up.
Dakota Evans.
Yeah, Dakota Evans. That's right. Dakota Evans, 75 yards. How about that? How quickly this thing changes. And that was a kickoff return. Now we'll have the try for the two-point conversion once again. Quarterback Cade Makings calls his count. They'll go for two. Throws it out to the right. The pass falls incomplete. The conversion fails. And the score now sets at 22-21. Rockport back up by one. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, Cody, we've had two touchdowns scored in about 20 seconds here, so I think we came for a football game and a track meet broke out. Scoring drive recap, not much to talk about. 75-yard kickoff return by Dakota Evans. The conversion failed. The score 22-21. Rockport back up by one, and the Blue Jays get set to kick the football away. Handling the kickoff is Jack Meyercorp. He has a tee at the 30. The deep man to return it should be Tylen Prusman. Here's the kick. Prusman's going to chase after it. He'll pick the football up at the 15-yard line. Starts upfield. He made it to the 20. He's at the 25. He's still on his feet. Across the 30. The 35. Midfield, the 40. He's at the 30. The 25. And he'll be dragged down and caught, taken out of bounds inside the 20-yard line. Down near the 15. I thought we were going to have another one.
I thought so too, but Jack Meyercorp got down there. The kicker ran down there and knocked him out of bounds.
That's the second time tonight that the kicker has had to save a touchdown on a kickoff return. Do we have a flag thrown here?
Timeout on the field.
Timeout taken. All right. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt for parts, sales, and service. They have 5 other locations in northeast Kansas. All right, after that big kickoff return, the ball is down at the 15-yard line now of Rockport. South Holt comes over the ball, first and 10 at the Rockport 15-yard line. Cole Metzger is the quarterback, with Kendall Nolan set behind him. Metzger's going to come up and go hands under center this time? No, now he steps back into the shotgun. Metzger, calling the cadence, has the snap. Gives to Nolan. He runs off to the right side, turning the corner. He's going to take it in, standing up for a touchdown. Just that quick. My goodness, we're having points put up here. A 15-yard touchdown run. The ball carried in by Kendall Nolan. That's 3 touchdowns in under a minute. Are you keeping up with this here?
I got it. I'm just scribbling here.
Score coming with 8:35 to play here in the second quarter. At this rate, we're going to be 200 to 250. Mark in to try and kick the conversion, waiting for the snap from center. The ball is down. The kick is blocked. It does not get in there. They block the kick. So now the score is 22 and 27. 27-22. South Hold on top. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, we've had three touchdowns scored in 35 seconds. That's something to see. Kendall Nolan scored on a 15-yard touchdown run. One play, 15 yards. Conversion failed. And her score now 27-22. South Holt back on top with 8:35 to play here in the first half. Again, the scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Jake and Tasha Armconnect in Auburn and Fall City. It's your future. Let's protect it. At the 30-yard line, ready to kick the football away is Trevor Mark. Here's Mark's kick, driving end over ender, going back to chase after it. It goes into the end zone. No chance of a return for Corbin Jacob. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line, and we'll be playing down on the other end again here.
Well, maybe. Not a kickoff return because kicked it through the end zone that time.
You know, I wasn't joking about the 35 seconds.
No, you
were. That was three touchdowns in 35 seconds. That was how quickly it came. And now we sit here at 27-22, a five-point lead for South Hold in what's been a seesaw contest back and forth with the lead. Cade Makings has the Blue Jays in the huddle. They break the huddle and come over the football. Kendall Melton splits wide to the right, and a slot to the right is Dakota Evans. Empty backfield for Makings. He's back to pass. Going to throw the ball deep downfield. Ball is nearly intercepted. It was intended for Dakota Evans. Well played defensively there by Kendall Nolan.
Nolan got back there and almost had an interception. It went right through his hand, but Nolan did break that one up. Ball hit the turf, and the Blue Jays see second and 10.
Well, the Blue Jays thought, you know, we've been scoring every few seconds. Why not do one on the first play again?
Right.
You know, they went for everything and tried to throw it deep.
Nice crowd on hand tonight.
That is. A good crowd across the way. Second down and 10 yards to go from the 15-yard line. Again, Makings all alone in the backfield. Spread formation, two receivers to the right. Now Dakota Evans comes back and sets next to him. Evans goes in motion out to the left side. Makings keeps the football, tucks it inside. He'll get 4 or 5 yards. I believe he's going to be stopped short of the 20 at about the 19-yard line. Hard to tell from this angle. Should be third down and about 6 yards to go here.
Jackson Schaefer in there on the stop for the Knights that time.
We'll call it third down and six from about the 19-yard line. They need to get it, of course, to the 25 for a first down. Clock shows 8:02 to play, still here in the first half.
Still in the 8-minute mark, too. We've been in here for a while.
Cade Makings in the shotgun, calling his cadence. Makings takes the snap. He drops into the pocket, looks left. Now he's going to throw down the left sideline. The receiver pass is going to be intercepted at the 30. Return back to the 10, or the 20, rather, inside the 20, down near the 15. Who got the interception?
Kendall Nolan on the interception for the Knights that time, and the return almost down to about the 12, 11-yard line.
Okay, he got it inside the 20. I called it the 10 on my angle. I beg your pardon. Difficult to tell when we're down at this end of the field. Let's see where they mark the football. Can you? The clock operator says
just about 12.
It's on the 12, yes. All right, so it'll be first and goal, first and 10, rather, from the 12-yard line for the South Holt Knights. We're going to have a timeout taken by Rockport, so we'll step aside and take a 30-second break. 27-22, our score. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year.
Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny, 101.3.
We welcome you back to Rockport, Missouri. Missouri 8-man football, 27-22. South Holt leading the Rockport Blue Jays here in what's been a seesaw contest. After this pass interception before the timeout, South Holt is setting up shop first and 10 at the 12-yard line of Rockport. Cole Metzger is the quarterback. Wide receiver to the left side, that's Griffin Kemmerling out here to the left. Wide to the right is Tylen Prusman. Quarterback Cole Metzger. In the shotgun formation, trips to the right this time as wide receivers, an empty backfield. Metzger has the snap. Pumps fakes, now wants to run with the football. Tucks it inside, not much success there. They wrap him up. He might have got a couple of yards down to about the 10, I believe.
Brenton Heron got him wrapped up just about the 10-yard line for the Blue Jays that time.
We'll give him a gain of a couple. Well, they're going to give him about 3 on the carry, so it's going to be inside the 10, near the 9. We'll call it second down and 7 at the 9. Cole Metzger and Coffey, two receivers to the left, tight end set to the right. Metzger in the gun, calling his cadence. Metzger, long count, has the snap. Runs it himself, runs off the right guard, spins outside, going to be driven back and got back to the line of scrimmage. Hard to tell if he gained much there, maybe a yard or so. We'll see what they do with the down worker.
Corbin Jacob and Dakota Evans over there to knock him down that time for the Blue Jays.
Going to give him about a yard, so it's going to bring up third down, about 5 yards to go. Come over the ball, Metzger. Again, all alone in the backfield is Metzger. Two receivers to the left. Throws it out to the left. The pass complete and in for the touchdown. Can you see who got it?
That was Prusman.
Okay. Tylen Prusman makes a reception. Boy, they take that off the board so quickly. I believe the ball.
I think the ball is about the 6.
Okay. So we'll call that a 6-yard touchdown pass. And it was complete to Tylen Prusman. Third touchdown pass thrown tonight here by Cole Metzger, this time connecting with Prusman for the TD. Now we'll have the try for the conversion. Two-point pass goes to the left side. The pass is going to be complete. We'll have to wait till the turner turns around and see who caught that one.
That was Prusman again.
Prusman again.
And on the throw, that was Kate Church with the ball. He tossed it to Prusman for the two-point conversion.
All right, we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Rockport, Missouri. That drive, 3 plays, covered 12 yards, capped off with a 6-yard touchdown pass. Cole Metzger to Tylen Prusman. Prusman also caught the 2-point conversion, makes it 35-22 with 6:29 to play here. Still in the second quarter. This has been a long first half of football tonight in Rockport. Here's Mark ready to kick the ball away for the kickoff from the 30. End over ender, going to get into the end zone, out of the end zone, and they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. That's where the Rockport Blue Jays will start first and 10. This is a scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Kate Kurtz, incidentally, threw that 2-point conversion pass complete to Tylen Prusman. For the 2 points, it wasn't Metzger, it was Kurtz that threw that one.
I was looking down at my score sheet, and I looked up, and they were playing, and I saw Kurtz throw the ball into the end zone. I don't know how he got the ball, but he
It's amazing how different the game is played here in Missouri versus Nebraska. They go so quickly even after scores. You barely have 60 seconds. I mean, they score, they run up and line it up and kick it off again. There's no break there at all. Here comes Rockport over the football. Cade Makings, your quarterback. They run to the left side, trying to cut back inside. Not much of a gain, if anything. I think Makings kept it himself that time.
Kendall Nolan over there on the stop. I believe that was that was Corbin Jacob on the jet sweep that time.
Cody, are they ever going to play back down on our end of the field?
I don't think so.
Majority of the action has been down at the far north end, and we're at the south end of the field. Doing the best we can for you tonight. Appreciate your patience with us. Coming over the football are the Blue Jays. Cade Makings, your quarterback. Makings has Dakota Evans in motion. Makings takes a snap. He sets in the pocket. He wants to throw deep. Looking out to the right side. The pass is going to be complete. The receiver taken out of bounds immediately was Dakota Evans. Did they say he was out of bounds when he caught it?
No, he was in bounds.
Okay.
Firstman over there on the stop for the Knights that time.
Gain on the play brings the ball out, I think. That is the 30-yard line. Yes, it is. Just inside the 30.
About the 29-yard line.
Yeah, at the 29, inside the 30, inside the right hash mark. First and 10, Rockport, from their own 29-yard line. Quarterback Cade Makings. In the shotgun, calls his cadence. Makings gives the ball off to Dakota Evans. He runs it up the middle. Got about a couple of yards. He's out across the 30. Bought out near the 31. I think they'll give him about two. Should bring up second down and around eight to go.
Kendall Nolan and Jackson Schaefer that time and on the stop for the Knights.
We'll mark the football across the 30. Call it the 31, a gain of two. Second down, 8 yards to go from the 31. Need to get it out to the 39 for first down yardage. Makings with just Evans back there with him, puts a receiver to the near side of the field. That's Melton. Back to pass is Makings. Makings in trouble, scrambling. Now steps back, dumps the football over the middle as he's tackled, and it'll be ruled an incomplete pass, but Cade Makings kind of took it on the chin there a little bit on that
he
one.
He had four Southholt defenders rushing him right in the face, got that ball away at least, and saved from getting about a 6-yard sack there.
So the incompletion. We'll put the football back out to the 31-yard line. That should be second down, 8 yards to go.
Now they're going to throw a flag and say intentional grounding, no receiver in the area on the Blue Jays.
Took them a long time to come to that conclusion.
It did.
And now the Blue Jays backing up, and there is going to be a penalty. You know, we haven't had a lot of penalty flags tonight.
No, I think I've counted about four so far. So not a pretty clean game for both squads.
Cody, we still have 4:38 to play in the first half of the ball game, and we've been playing nearly an hour.
That 8-minute mark of this quarter took about, I think it took about
20 minutes,
minutes
to play, at least. All right, penalty yardage for intentional grounding here is going to back the Rockport Blue Jays up.
15-yard penalty?
Now one can only guess where the ball is now.
It's at the 15-yard line.
15, just outside the 15, I think is where that is. Two receivers to the right, Cade Makings. Third down at 25 yards to go. Makings has the snap. He wants to throw. He's rolling left. He's a left-handed passer. Throws the ball out here intended on the left side for Corbin Jacob. The ball thrown behind Jacob. He didn't have much opportunity there at all.
No, good defense there by the Knights in pass coverage.
Cody Swong, the band came out a while ago and lined up down here in the south end zone to get ready to perform at halftime. Since then, I think they've gone back to get a hot dog and some popcorn, and they've been standing around out there for a long time. Here we go. Fourth down punting situation. In to punt the ball will be Corbin Jacob as he waits for the snap. Jacob gets the snap. Gets a punt. Is blocked and fallen on. Blocked and fallen on by South Holt. Can you see when they get up who got that? I can't. They're in the...
That is number 61, Trace Milan in there on the block punt and the recovery for the Knights.
So Milan got through, blocked it, and Trace, a 275-pound junior, fell on that football. All 275 pounds of him. They're going to have to air the football up again here in Elman. Let's see where the line of scrimmage is going to be. They're going to mark it at the 5-yard line. First and goal at the 5. For the Knights, Metzger calling his starting count. Metzger with first and goal at the 5 of Rockport. Long count at the line of scrimmage. Metzger still waiting for the snap. Now has the ball, dumps it over the middle, and the pass is complete for a touchdown.
Kurtz.
Cade Kurtz. Cade Kurtz came up with that one. So, again, a quick score here for South Holt. One play. We've had a lot of those. One play, 5 yards. Complete to Cade Kurtz. It was just a little quick over-the-middle dump jump pass. And Kurtz was there, caught it, and took it in for the TD. The score coming with 4 minutes and 23 seconds to play, still in the first half, second quarter. And that will be a 5-yard touchdown pass from Cole Metzger.
Extra point was blocked by Heron for the Blue Jays that time.
Conversion fails. Our score now goes 41-22. South Hold on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.com.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, another quick scoring drive, just one play, 5 yards, 3 seconds. That's all it took. We had a 13-second drive, a 3-second drive, an 8-second drive. This is like bull riding here.
It's been
a little rodeo, I think. 41-22. South Hold is taking command here. We still have 4:23 to play in the first half. South Holt ready to kick the football away. Mark has it teed up at the 30-yard line. Waiting deep to return it is Dakota Evans. There's Mark's kick. Evans backs up, going to let it go over his head into the end zone. No chance for a return. That was Corbin Jacob back there that time to return it. Goes into the end zone. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. And Rockport now trailing by 41-22. Will take over the football first and 10 at their own 15-yard line with 4 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in the first half at Rockport, as the band patiently waits in the south end zone.
Hot dogs have been eaten by now,
yeah,
for sure.
Here come the Blue Jays. They break the huddle and come over the football. First and 10, their own 15-yard line. Kate Makings put triplets wide to the right. Spread formation, trips to the right. Makings calling his count. Gives a handoff, running off the left side and then driven back. That must have been Evans that took that because he came from the left side. Yes, it was. Evans, the ball carrier. Looks like he got about 2 on the carry. Should bring up 2nd down and 8 with the ball at the 17-yard line.
Jackson Schaefer in there on the time, that time for the night. She called his name a lot here tonight, Randy.
2nd down and 8 at the 17-yard line. Rockport's own 17. They trail now 41-22 in what was a seesaw contest. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly, South Hold Knights reeled off 3 quick touchdowns in a row there. From the 17-yard line, 2nd and 8, Cade Makings. Looks at a 3-down lineman now for South Hold. Makings has a snap. Gives the ball off to Evans. Evans runs into the middle for short yardage. They met him at the line of scrimmage and threw him back. I'm not sure if he got anything there. We'll see if they move the down marker at all. It doesn't appear. Nope, he didn't get anything whatsoever. Still bring up 3rd down and 8 yards to go from the 17-yard line.
The interior defensive lineman for the Knights that time, Millen and Schaefer in there on the stop for the Knights.
At the top of the hour, time for the station legal ID. We are KLZA-FM, Falls City, Nebraska, Sunny 101.3, as we are more commonly known. I'm Randy Gatula, along with Cody Swong tonight. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. Cade Makings brings the Blue Jays over the football. 3rd down and 8 from the 17-yard line. Now we're going to have a timeout taken by Rockport with 2:51 to play here in the first half. 41-22 our score. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Quick scoring update from Judd Brown Stadium. BDS leading Sacred Heart 38-6 with 8 minutes to play in the second quarter.
Live scoring from Auburn. It's the Auburn Bulldogs 17, Raymond Central 7.
Here's maybe a little bit of a surprise. Johnson Brock leading Nebraska City Lords at the end of the third quarter, 63-6. Both of those teams came in at 4-0 on the year. Expecting that to be a competitive ball game. 63-6 after three quarters. Next week, Johnson Brock travels to BDS. I'll have that game from Shickley here on Sunday. Rockport over the football. Cade Makings on third down and 8 from the 17-yard line. He's back to pass. Going to look and throw deep down the sideline. Pass is incomplete. It came up short. Well covered. The receiver over here, the intended receiver, was going to be Corbin Jacob, but the defender was right there in front of the football.
That was Griffin Kimmerling that time over on the defensive side for the South Hole Knights.
I'm going back to that Johnson-Brock game. They're both 4-0. I watched Lourdes play against Johnson County Central 3 weeks ago at Peru State. Lourdes is a very good football team. Somehow, 63-6, Johnson-Brock in command. It's homecoming for the Eagles tonight. Fourth down, punting situation. They're back to punt the ball away. The kick is away. Back to return it. The ball caught at the 27. Return man comes out across the 30, the 35, the 40. Down the right sideline, there's a flag getting loose down the right sideline and taking it all the way into the end zone for the touchdown is Cole Metzger, but we've got a flag thrown back out at the 32-yard line, and I have a feeling this whole thing is coming back.
I'd say when there's a flag back in that area, I believe you're right.
Well, that was, for the moment there, a 55-yard kickoff return. We've seen it all here tonight. But the flag was thrown out near the 37-yard line of Rockport, so they're going to bring that one back. A little bit of a breeze coming in the window here in our perch on this east side of the field. Feels kind of good. It's warmer out here than you would expect tonight.
A very nice fall evening, nonetheless.
Sure is.
Block in the back.
Did you have an update on the Auburn game?
It's 17-7. Auburn in front, about 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Okay, that's the one that kicked off at 6 o'clock tonight. They started early. So it looks like Auburn may be on the way to getting another win over Raymond Central. We've got some good football teams around southeast Nebraska this year. All right. With the penalty yardage, the football is going to be brought back to the 33-yard line of South Holt. And that's where the Knights will start first and 10 from their own 33, 2 minutes, 28 seconds to play. 2:28. Cody, we got time for 4 or 5 more touchdowns.
All right. Sure can.
It's been a track meet here. 41-22, South Holt Legion. They come over the ball first and 10 at the 33-yard line. Cole Metzger is the quarterback. Trips to the left. Three wide receivers to his left. The tight end set to the right. Metzger all alone in the backfield calling his cadence. Waiting for the snap from center, Tyson Skeen, the freshman. Skeen snaps the ball, back to pass Metzger, over the middle, pass in and out of the hands of the intended receiver, then intercepted. Back the other direction, for Rockport, on the interception was Jack Meyercourt. He'll end up being tackled after a very short return of the interception, but nevertheless, the ball is turned over very quickly. Back once again to Rockport. Blue Jays will take over first and 10. They'll work from their own 35-yard line, the ball inside the right hash mark. We're going to have a timeout taken by South Holt, 2:17 to play first half, 41-22. The Knights are on top. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
With U.S. Cellular, it's just $29.99 per line for 1, 2, or 3 lines. So you don't need that robot daughter you built to get a fourth line for family plan pricing.
Oh, Roblizabeth? She's not going to like that.
The robots will prevail.
Oh, boy.
Get the low rate of $29.99 per line. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
To get these great deals from U.S. Cellular, head to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Spot the football just inside the 35-yard line. 2 minutes, 17 seconds to play here in the first half at Rockport. The South Holt Knights leading the Rockport Blue Jays 41-22. That's our score here in the second quarter. Long timeout this time. Maybe they're letting them get watered here a little bit.
I think they probably need it.
tell you what, these officials keep the game moving along.
They have.
I've never seen things go so quickly after a touchdown. We barely have time to get a 30-second commercial in, and they're back out there ready to go. All right, first and 10 for the Rockport Blue Jays from their own 34-yard line. Cade Makings, the senior signal caller, has Evans set on his left hip this time. Makings takes a snap, gives to Evans. Evans runs off the right side for short gain. Got about a yard is all, maybe out across the 35. They may give him a yard and a half. Call it two, second down, and 8 yards to go.
Kendall Nolan on the stop for the Knights.
Smell that popcorn once in a while that comes across the field? My, that smells good. When the breeze comes out of the east here, we get a whiff of that freshly popped popcorn. Second down and 8 yards to go. The line of scrimmage now at the 36-yard line. Rockport over the football. They've got a minute 46 left with which to work here in the first half as Cade Makings brings him up with a double tight end set this time. Makings takes a snap. He's in the pocket. He wants to throw the football. He's got a receiver behind the coverage way downfield, dumps it over the middle in the pass. May have, nope, ball's incomplete. He had a receiver so wide open down here at the 20-yard line, but in his defense, Cade Makings was scrambling for his life down there.
He was.
That's another case, though, where the Blue Jay defender was a good 10 yards behind any coverage, all alone. Then they're nearly picked off. Who came up and knocked that one away?
That was Prusman that almost got the interception for the Knights that time. They were trying to get it over to Corbin Jacob, and Prusman ran in there and knocked that ball away.
Tylan Prusman, he's a 145-pound senior, an experienced defensive back, and he played the broke on the football and almost pirated that thing away. Third down and 8 yards to go now at the 36-yard line. A wide receiver to the right side is Corbin Jacob. Evans in the backfield. Jacob goes in motion. Now flags fly before they let the play unfold, and that's going to probably be a procedure penalty here against the Blue Jays. A reminder, next Friday night here on Sunny 101.3, I'll be traveling with the Johnson Brock Eagles, fresh off of that big win tonight over Lourdes.
Yeah.
They'll be going out to take on Bruning Davenport Shickley. That game will be played at Shickley, Nebraska. They play half of their games at Bruning and half at Shickley.
And they're up too, right? They're up over Sacred Heart right now?
Yep, they're winning big over Sacred Heart. Take 30. I'll have to look the score back up, but it was a substantial margin.
A lot of numbers running through your head tonight. Trying to add this one up.
Third down, and what do we got? About 13 here now? Can't figure out what they're doing.
That's about right.
Yeah. Cade Makings has the snap. Flags fly. Throws it over the middle. The pass is going to be complete to Melton. Melton spins. He's out across the 35, inside the 35, and taken out of bounds on the far sideline. But we had a flag thrown back at the line of scrimmage.
They didn't shut the play down, so it might have been an encroachment penalty on Knights this time. Let's see.
Wait and see.
Now the officials are talking about it for just a moment.
The beating of the stripes out here. Again, we're on the far side of the field from the regular press box, so the white hat turns his back on us when he gives a signal. Let's see what he's going to show him. The illegal motion on the offense.
I'm surprised they didn't just shut it down then.
An illegal shift, yeah. I'm surprised also why they let the play go. An illegal shift is what they call it. 5-yard penalty. That'll put the football back to the 25. Yeah, just outside the 25-yard line. Thank you. Clock is down to a minute 21 to play here in the first half. Again, if you're checking in, the score, 41-22. South Holt on top. Rockport with the football. Cade Makings has the snap. He wants to throw. Rolling to his left. He's a left-handed passer, and he'll be wrapped up and dropped. I don't think he got back to the line of scrimmage, or if so, just barely.
Barely, I think, got back to the line of scrimmage. There was a bunch of Knights on the stop there.
Now we got a timeout taken by South Holt because they've got him in a fourth down punting situation. So we'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Missouri 8-Man Football on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
the Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
A reminder, we'll have University of Nebraska Cornhusker football tomorrow for you on our sister station KTNC at 2:30 kickoff. Pregame show begins at 12:30, 2 hours before kickoff. You want to join us on KTNC for that one? Greg Sharp will have the call.
I thought they were going to call you up there. That's what they should do.
That's even farther from the field. Been there, done that. Fourth down and long now. Punting situation. Back to punt the ball away is Corbin Jacob. He gets a good snap. Flags are thrown. Jacob gets the punt away. Going to be fielded at the 27. On the return is Metzger. He's at the 30, the 35. Broke a tackle. Breaks out to the right. Midfield the 40, the 35, the 30. Down the right sideline. A foot race. He's going to take it all the way for a touchdown. He fielded that at the 25-yard line. Now let's see if it stands. There was a flag thrown on the snap before the ball was punted. If it's on Rockport, that will obviously be declined. Waiting to see. The 25 is where we were. It's going to go as a touchdown, I believe. Yes, it is. That'll be a 55-yarder. 55-yard kickoff return. Or no, punt return.
By Metzger again.
Yeah. We've seen everything imaginable here. Metzger on a 55-yard punt return. Now we'll have the try for the conversion. He's going to go for two. Quarterback, Cole Metzger. Single setback is Kendall Nolan. Nolan goes in motion out to the left. Metzger, now flags fly on the conversion attempt. Let's see what this is going to be. Obviously against the offense, they stopped everything. 5-yard penalty.
Restart it.
That score came with just 54 seconds left to play here in what has been a marathon of a first half.
Our score, still going to go for two here,
stands 47-22 right now as they line up to go for two. Cole Metzger is your quarterback. Wide receiver Kendall Nolan goes out to the right this time. Metzger's all alone in the backfield, waiting for his snap from center. Over the middle, the pass is going to be complete. Can you see who caught it?
Prusman.
Tylan Prusman from Cole Metzger for the two-point conversion. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunday, 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3.
Time for another scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Jake and Josh Arm Connect are your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City. It's your future less protected. Well, a 55-yard punt return by Cole Metzger for the touchdown. Then Metzger completed the two-point conversion pass to Tylan Prusman, pushes our score now to 49-22. South hold on top with 54 seconds still to play. I joked a couple of minutes ago we still had time for several touchdowns. We've had three since I said
that. That's right. We've had a lot of touchdowns scored here in the first half of this ball game.
We got a ways to go. I had a 70-64 game a couple of weeks ago down in Pawnee City. Here we go. From the 30-yard line, here's the kick. Trevor Mark. Oh, a little short on Sider here. I think Rockport got it. Did he miss the ball, or was that a deliberate on Sider?
I think that might have been on purpose. That was Ryder Heron recovering that football.
Tried to go for the jugular here and kind of catch Rockport sleeping. It didn't work out, and Rockport's going to end up with outstanding field position. They're going to start first and 10 from their own 38-yard line. Rockport over the football at the 38, 53 seconds to go here. Cade Makings, the quarterback. Makings waiting for his snap. He has the ball, hands it off to his running back. That's Dakota Evans. And, oh, Evans is met by a couple of big defensive linemen. And they not only tackled him, but they punished him, driving him into the ground on the tackle. He may be shaken up here. Timeout taken on the field for the player that's shaken up. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Makings hands the ball off to the running back off the left side, carrying the football that time for Rockport was Jack Meyercourt, the freshman running back, and he does not get back to the line of scrimmage. He's in there replacing Dakota Evans, who was shaken up on the previous play. Now we've got a timeout taken on the field by South Holt with 23 seconds to go. South Holt wanting to get their hands on the ball one more time. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
School is back in session and fall sports are about to begin. Participating in organized sports is beneficial in so many ways, but be proactive and keep your athletes safe this season by making sure they have the correct gear. Get a pre-participation physical, stay hydrated, get plenty of rest, enforce safety rules, and don't play through the pain. Fall sports season is a fun time of year, so make sure an injury doesn't sideline your athlete. Some tips from Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
We welcome you back to Rockport, Missouri. 23 seconds showing on the game clock to play here in the first half. 49-22 our score. South Holt has taken command of this thing. Rockport with the football facing third down and 10. The line of scrimmage is at their own 37-yard line. Cade Makings is the quarterback. Calling his count is Makings. He has the snap. Gives off to his running back coming to the right side. Carrying the football is going to be Jack Meyercourt once again. Meyercourt in there again in place of Dakota Evans, who was shaken up a minute ago. Meyercourt is just a freshman, 135 pounds, and he's taking on some pretty good-sized linemen.
That was Prusman that time coming over to make the stop for Knight.
He'll get a gain of a couple on the play and put the football out to the 37-yard line. I think they're going to let the time expire, and there's going to be the end of your first half. At the half, our score, the South Holt Knights 49 and the Rockport Blue Jays 22. We're going to take a two-minute timeout here, and then we'll be back with our halftime show coming up, the halftime show presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from dead. Contact them at highlandcc.edu. That's coming up in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers, it's go season, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is as ready as you are to ensure this harvest season goes smoothly. Their team of technicians is working extra hours to reduce downtime and get you back in the fields, because Bruna Implement was built by farmers for farmers. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Rockport, Missouri. It's time for our halftime show.
Our halftime show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Contact them online at highlandcc.edu.
Well, Cody Swong, we've been witnessing a track meet here. Let's go over this scoring recap. Our scoring started with 6:21 to play in the first quarter. Rockport was the first to get on the board. They put together a two-play 40-yard drive. It was capped off by a 45-yard touchdown pass from Kate Makings to Corbin Jacob. Makings carried in for the two-point conversion. Rockport took an 8-0 lead. 3:51 to go, still in the first quarter. Cole Metzger carried the ball in for South Holt from 10 yards out. The kick was by Mark, and it was 8-7. Rockport still up by 1. With 3 seconds to go in the first quarter, Kate Makings completed a 10-yard touchdown pass to Corbin Jacob. The second time those two connected in the quarter for a touchdown, it capped a 6-play, 46-yard drive. Makings carried in for the 2-point conversion, and suddenly it was 16-7, Rockport on top. Then South Holt got on the board at the 11:04 mark of the second quarter, a 13-yard touchdown run by Kendall Nolan, topped off a 3-play, 61-yard drive. Mark kicked the conversion, made it 16-14, and Rockport was back up by 2. Then with 9:09 to go in the second quarter, a 56-yard touchdown run by Cole Metzger. 1 play, 56 yards, took 13 seconds. Mark kicked the conversion, and the score went South Holt 21, Rockport 16. Rockport came battling right back, though, about 35 seconds later, 8:53 to go second quarter, a 75-yard kickoff return all the way down the field by Dakota Evans. The conversion failed, but Rockport had retaken the lead at 22-21, all South Holt. South Holt put a touchdown up on a 15-yard run by Kendall Nolan. Then a 6-yard pass from Cole Metzger to Tylen Prusman. Then a 5-yard pass from Cole Metzger to Kate Kurtz. And then a 55-yard punt return by Cole Metzger. You notice a common denominator, Cole Metzger, gets mentioned on all these. They reeled off 4 straight touchdowns, and we go into the half, our score 49-22, South Holt leading the Rockport Blue Jays. Cody?
Metzger accounted for 5 touchdowns in the first half, 2 rushing, 2 passing, and 1 punt return touchdown in the first half for Metzger. This halftime show has been presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. Contact them online at highlandcc.edu.
All right, we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout here. Ray Penning, our producer-engineer back at the Sunny Studios, will share a weather forecast update with you, another 2 minutes of important sponsor information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to Missouri 8-Man Football on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for a new activity for the kids or the whole family? At Heller Martial Arts, we have something for everyone. Taekwondo for all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga self-defense classes for adults. Anyone can do it, and you can start anytime. And your first class is free. Call today, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts at 1522 Stone Street in Fall City. And you can find us on Facebook at Heller Martial Arts.
At Frontier Bank, we believe that the future of our community depends on working together with our local community merchants. Our Southeast Nebraska merchants are some of the finest anywhere, and you can find everything you need right here from our local small businesses.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Fall City.
Visit Farmin City Supplies Get Growing All Season Long Sale because they know that better lawns start in the fall. Grass seeds, fertilizer, herbicides, and garden tools are on sale now through September 30th. Farmin City Supply has everything you need for a better lawn next spring. While you're there, stock up on allergen defense air filters. Buy 2, get 1 free. Farmin City Supply in Fall City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows level off around 66. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. Highs level off around 82. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 56. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sist, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dense Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back once again here to Rockport, Missouri. Our halftime score, the 49-22 South Hole leading Rockport. And folks, I have to apologize here. The Gremlins got into our scoring system. We've got quite a network of folks that report scores to us, and I erroneously reported a 63-6 lead for Johnson Brock over Lords. That was incorrect. And it's funny how that message that was sent to me has suddenly disappeared. Cody, the real score, 28-0. Johnson Brock is winning big. They're up 28-0 in the third quarter. And again, I apologize for that. That's the first time that's happened to me. We've been doing this a long time. We can usually trust what people are sending us on our cell phones here as far as scoring updates. For one thing, we recognize the people sending us the information, but the Gremlins got in there, and I went ahead and put it on the air, and that was incorrect, and for that I do apologize. But it is 28-0. Johnson Brock is up now. Cody, you've got some other scores.
I do. Halftime from Falls City, Jug Brown Stadium, BDS 52, Thicker Heart 12. We have a final from Auburn, Auburn 17, Raymond Central 7. And from Syracuse, I believe that one has now finally went final, Syracuse 48, Falls City 18. So the Tigers coming up short this evening as well as the Irish in the first half. It's 49-22 our score here at Rockport.
Then we did have an afternoon game in six-man football. Pawnee City defeated Lewiston at Lewiston this afternoon. 60-14 was the final in that one. That was in six-man football played over in Nebraska. I want to remind everybody we'll have more high school football coming up next Friday night here on Sunny 101.3. I'll be traveling out to Shickley, Nebraska with the Johnson Brock Eagles as they'll be taking on BDS, Bruning Davenport Shickley, in a game played at Shickley. Blaine Behrens is going to join me for the broadcast. Over on KTNC, we'll have the Fall City Tigers playing at the Nebraska City Pioneers. That'll be coming up next Friday night. Don't forget also, tomorrow afternoon, we'll have University of Nebraska football, a 2:30 kickoff on KTNC. A 2:30 kickoff, pregame beginning at 12:30. And then on Sunday, right here on Sunday 101.3, we'll have Kansas City Chiefs football. I believe that's a 3:30 kickoff this Sunday, as we'll have the Kansas City Chiefs here on Sunday 101.3. So a big football weekend coming up. We've still got a lot of football to play here tonight at Rockport. 49-22 our score. South hold on top. We'll step aside for another two-minute timeout. You're listening to 8-Man High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold. An equal housing opportunity.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back once again to Rockport, Missouri. High school football coming your way tonight here on Sunny 101.3. I'm Randy Gatula. Cody Swong joining me in the broadcast booth. We want to thank the folks here at Rockport, Coach Dalton Jones and everyone, for their fine hospitality tonight, taking care of us. We are not in the regular press box over on the east side of the field up high. We have our own little crow's nest here on the 25-yard line. On the west side, it's kind of nice having our own booth over here to work out of. Unfortunately, it's not very high up off of the field, so we don't have a real good angle of seeing where the yard line markers are, especially when they get down toward the other end. But we're glad to be here. A beautiful evening for football. So far, the rain has held off. At one point, they were talking about thunderstorms, enough so that some of the schools in Nebraska actually moved their kickoffs up an hour to 6 o'clock to avoid any inclement weather that might sneak in. But so far it's held off, and we've had a nice night for football. Our score, 49-22, South hold on top. We're going to take one more two-minute break, and then we'll have the opening kickoff to start the third quarter. That's what's coming up, high school football on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team,
and let our Prime family become a little part of your family. Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASB-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City, online at cmcfc.org.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
My name is Randy Yatula. I'm your play-by-play announcer for tonight's presentation of high school football. Cody Swong, our statistician and color commentator. Our Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt for parts, sales, and service. They have five other locations in Northeast Kansas. Our presenting sponsor, Bruna Implement. And we can't forget Ray Penning, our producer-engineer, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. If Ray doesn't punch all the right buttons, nothing happens here for us. Rockport will kick this thing away. Southold will have the first possession. Here's the kick. Chasing after the football to return it on the far side. Down the right sideline with running room across the 30 out to the 32-yard line. Try and see when he gets up here. Prusman. Prusman again. All right. Tylen Prusman on the return. And he'll set South Hold up with excellent field position. Boy, that was a long first half of football. We've been down here for an hour and 40 minutes, and we're just now starting our second half. All right, the ball is going to be marked outside the 30 at the 31-yard line, first and 10 for the South Holt Knights. It'll be interesting to see if Dakota Evans is back on the field. I think he is back.
He's out there, yep, going back at safety.
That's good to see that young man back out there competing. Cole Mesker is your quarterback. Kendall Nolan, the running back, set beside him. Two wide receivers to the left side of the field for Mesker. In motion goes Tylen Prusman. Mesker on the inside handoff gives to Kendall Nolan. He's tackled immediately. Stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Boy, no place to go there.
Britton Heron crashing through the offensive line, making the tackle for the Blue Jays.
Actually lost about a yard. Back to the 30-yard line. Metzger on second down and 11. Trips to the right this time. Calling his count is Cole Metzger. Metzger has the snap, throws it out to the right. Pass is complete down the right sideline. A gain of a couple of yards out across the 30. Back to the original line of scrimmage, making the reception was Cade Kurtz on the far side.
Tackled over there by Makings.
Give him a gain of about two, so the football is now at the 32-yard line. Third down and 9 yards to go for the South Holt Knights. They lead it 49-22. Quarterback is Cole Metzger. Off to his right now is Kendall Nolan. Nolan splits out as a wide receiver to the right side, so it's an empty backfield now for Metzger. Metzger calling his starting count. Flags fly before the play unfolds, and that's going to go against the South Holt Knights. Some kind of a procedure penalty. Illegal procedure, 5-yard penalty will mark the football. Back to the 27-yard line. Keeps the ball right here in front of our broadcast window.
We like this.
Yeah.
This is good.
Not to wish South Holt any bad luck, but we sure like playing right here in front of our broadcast booth. Third down now and 13 yards to go for the Knights. They work from their own 27-yard line. Metzger puts two receivers to the right side of the field. He's in the shotgun, as he has been all night. Metzger has the snap. He rolls left. Going to throw down the left sideline. The pass is dropped, incomplete. He was looking for Griffin Kemmerling, the sophomore. And Kemmerling had that on his fingertips. It was a little bit low, but he wishes he could have caught that one.
He was feeling a little pressure in there from the Blue Jays. That was Reed Miller in there putting a little pressure on Metzger that time.
So the incompleted pass brings up fourth down and 13 yards to go from the 27-yard line. A rare punting occasion here for the Southold Knights. Cole Metzger is the punter. Well, I'm not sure they're going to punt it yet.
I don't know.
They're up 49-22, but you're in your own territory at the 27 on fourth and 13.
They're going for it.
Wow, that's confidence. Well, the score right now probably has something to do with that. Cole Metzger's back to pass. He wants to throw deep. Now he runs with the football to the left sideline. He scrambles and comes to the up the middle and across the 35 to the 36, far short of the first down. Did a good job running hard in there, but does that surprise you a little bit? You're fourth and 13 in your own 27. I know you're up 49-22, but Rockport has shown they can score too.
Yeah.
Now you give the Blue Jays the football in your own territory at the 35-yard line, first and 10, instead of punting that ball away. Apparently, Josh Peterson just, he figures a punt's kind of like a surrender, and he doesn't like that idea. Here we go, at the 35-yard line, first and 10 for the Rockport Blue Jays. It's Cade Makings with Dakota Evans back in there to running back now. Makings in the shotgun formation takes a snap, gives to Evans. Evans comes out to the left. He's going to be hit and dragged down short of the 30, and here comes a flag. That's probably going to be a face mask. At the 31.
Horse collar, for sure they had him on the helmet.
Not sure if he had his hand in the face mask or if he had him by the pads, but in any event, it was right in front of the ref, and the flag came out at the 31-yard line.
A 15-yard penalty.
That's really going to give Rockport a boost after Southold decided not to punt the football. And all of a sudden, Rockport, even though they're down 49-22, they're suddenly setting up shop first and 10 at the 15-yard line of Southold. Makings, the senior quarterback, breaks the huddle. Corbin Jacobs puts wide to the left. Dakota Evans sets in the backfield behind Makings. Makings calls his count out of the shotgun. Gives to Evans, who's hit immediately and dropped in the backfield for a loss of 2 or 3 yards. No place for Dakota Evans to go whatsoever. He had two defenders on him almost as soon as he received the football.
Trevor Mark and Trace Milan in there on the stop for the Knights that time.
The defenders almost got to him before the football did there. 9:51 to play, third quarter, 49-22. South Holt leading the Blue Jays. Welcome to all of our listeners here in Northwest Missouri joining us for high school football on Sunny 101.3. Glad to have you with us. Cade Makings in the gun, has a snap, gives off to Evans. Evans again tries to go up the middle, just gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's all. Boy, the center of that South Holt defensive line is really tough to run against.
Millen in there again for the Knights, pushing that offensive line back and making the stop.
No gain on the play. The football just across the 20-yard line, inside the 20. Third down and 13 yards to go. So in two plays, they lost three and then gained none. And all of a sudden, that defense for South Holt is really stiffening down here. Third and 13 at the 20. Makings, the quarterback, has running backs on either side of him this time. He's back to pass. The lefty sets up. Going to throw the ball over the middle. The pass is going to be intercepted? No. Yes, yep. He did come up with the interception. Who made the intercept there?
That was Kemmerling.
Kemmerling got right in front of the intended receiver at the goal line, jumped up, made the interception, and came down with it at about the 1.5-yard line. The ball is inside the one, and it's going to be a right about now, South Holt is thinking this would be a good place to start a 79-yard scoring drive. The ball is inside the one. South Holt, as deep in their own territory as you can get. Griffin Kemmerling comes wide to the left. Cole Metzger sets 3 yards deep in his own end zone in the shotgun to wait for the snap from center. Has Nolan set on his right hip. Metzger has the snap. He'll keep it on a quarterback keeper. Comes out to the right side. He'll get a little bit of breathing room out across the five. Near the 6 or the 7-yard line, he'll have a pickup of about 6 on the carry. Should bring up second down and 4 yards to go with the football at the 7-yard line.
Brendan Aaron over there on the stop for the Blue Jays.
Spot the ball on the left side hash mark. South Holt moving from right to left, south to north here at Rockport. at their own 7-yard line, second down, 4 yards to go. Cole Metzger, with grandparents watching in the pickup right beside us down here off to the right of the press box. Metzger calls his count. He's got the snap. Gives it off to his running back with running room. That's Kendall Nolan. He's open out to the 30, the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10. Call that one a touchdown. Line of scrimmage was the 7.
Yep.
Wow. 73 yards for Kendall Nolan and the touchdown. A 73-yard run. What a job there by Kendall Nolan. Took it all the way for the TD, and you can see once he got out to this left side, nobody was going to catch Kendall Nolan.
He's just an athlete. He's really fast. He's got good size. Kendall Nolan, just an athlete for the Knights.
7:56 to play in the third quarter. Another 6 points makes it 55-22. And now South Holt lines up for the 2-point conversion. Let's see what Metzger can do with it. He's back to pass. He wants to throw. He pumps once. He throws to the left. The ball will be knocked down. Good job defensively. They batted that one down.
Reed Miller on the defensive play for the Blue Jays.
55-22 our score. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Old man winter can be hard on your furnace. Do you have any strange noises coming from your furnace room? Don't worry. Stay warm this winter and call Casey Johnson at Johnson Heating and Cooling. They're licensed and insured, specializing in Trane and Heil models. When you have furnace problems, don't chance it. Take care of it. Call Johnson Heating and Cooling at 660-442-6354 in Mound City, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3.
Time for another Scoring Drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha ArmConnect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. Well, that Scoring Drive, two plays, covered 79 yards, capped off with a 73-yard touchdown run by Kendall Nolan. The conversion pass was batted down and failed, and our score goes 55-22, South Holt on top. With 7:56 to play here in the third quarter, here's the ensuing kickoff. That's going to go out of bounds. It didn't get into the end zone this time. It went out of bounds short of the pylon. Let's see what they're going to do with it here. Have to wait and see what Rockport wants to do. If they just want to take the football, want to make them kick it again and try and go for the big return, or what's going to happen. Some discussion taking place. Across the way, Coach Dalton Jones summons the official over on what the verdict's going to be. I think they're going to make them re-kick it.
They are. They're going to re-kick the football.
All of this is happening with 7 minutes and 56 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Our score 55-22. South Holt, after being in a back-and-forth battle early in that first half, they were having quite a time of it here with Rockport, but now they've pretty much taken command of the ballgame, showing why they are 4-0 and ranked number 5 in 8-man football here in the state of Missouri. Kicking the ball will be Trevor Mart. He'll be backed up 5 yards and kicking from the 25-yard this time, 25-yard line. Dakota Evans has been the return man. I believe that's who they've still got back there, as Mart is ready to come forward and kick it. As we said, this time from the 25-yard line. He approaches the football. Here's the kick. End over ender right down the middle. Mark picks the ball up at about the 5. He's out to the 10. Comes to the right to the 15. Spun out near the 20. Still on his feet. Broke a tackle there across the 25. He's out to about the 27-yard line. 22-yard return for Dakota Evans on that kickoff.
Tackled by Brock Rosh on the tackle for the Knights that time.
So the football is going to be marked. Let's see where they put it down here. We can make a quick adjustment here for you, Cody.
27. They're on 27-yard line for the Blue Jays.
That's where they'll mark it. So here comes Rockport over the football. Cade Makings, the quarterback, has the snap. Gives it out to the left side, rolls to his left. He kept it himself. Corbin Jacob was running there with him, and I thought Jacob had the ball for a moment, but he was actually just blocking. I'm not sure they got any gain on the play whatsoever. We can fix that there for you. loss of a couple of yards on that carry.
Second and 12 now for the Blue Jays.
Trying to get where the ball is. That's 26-yard line, I believe, is where they
marked. Yep, they started at their own 27.
Makings with two running backs set in the backfield with him this time. Makings turns, gives it off to Dakota Evans. He tries to run to the right for short yardage. Very little. Maybe got a yard. Not anymore.
That's a great tackle by Kendall Nolan flying in there from his linebacker position to bring down Evans that time.
You know, we've seen some big offensive plays, Cody, but I think the thing I'm most impressed with right now with South Holt is their defense.
Yeah, they just haven't let the Blue Jays score since halfway through the
Up a couple of scores there early, but since then, South Holt has really tightened things down here. Third down and 11 now. Third and 11 from about the 27-yard line. Back to passes Makings, the lefty. Pumps once. Now he's going to be wrapped up and dropped. The ball is loose. The ball popped out of there. And I think South Holt has the football.
I think they did, too. It was a little strip sack there. I didn't see who got him, but that was recovered by Mark. Mark on the fumble recovery for the night.
They had Cade Makings in their grasp and were spinning him around in a circle out there, and the ball come flying out. So there's a big break now for the offense, and South Holt starting to really kind of impose their will here now on the Rockport Blue Jays. Keep in mind, South Holt has never won a football game on this field against Rockport. They've never been able to get a win here tonight on the verge of maybe doing just that. Cole Metzger is your quarterback, wide receiver to the left side, first down and 10. The line of scrimmage, I believe, is a 25-yard line is where they mark it. From the 25, Metzger calling his cadence. Waiting for the snap. Oh, going to be movement in the line. The guard on the left side jumped off there, lost his balance just a little bit.
That was one of the only penalties we've seen on the nights here this evening. So
now when they get to college or the pros, we identify who jumped off sides. These are high school kids. That's somebody's grandson out there, so we're not going to identify him. Left guard, Grandpa. Ball is spotted just inside the 30-yard line. Now first down and 15 for the South Holt Knights. Man comes in motion. Keeping the football is Metzger. He squirts, scoots to the left side, and he'll get about 5 yards. Down to the original line of scrimmage, back to about the 25-yard line. It should bring up second down and about 10 yards to go.
Ryder Heron on the tackle for the Blue Jays.
He got back the 5 yards. They were penalized a minute ago, so now it'll be second down and 10 with the ball just inside the 25. It's on the left hash mark. Clock is running here with 6:01 to play in the third quarter. 55-22 our score. South Holt over the football. Metzger, single setback beside him is Nolan. Has the snap. Gives to Nolan. Nolan runs to the left, breaks a tackle. Now breaks outside to the left side of the sideline. He's taken down, and the ball pops out. Rockport says they've got the football, and they do. Back-to-back turnovers here. South Holt turns the ball right back over to Rockport. So the Blue Jays are going to get the football. Nolan a little bit slow getting up over there on the sideline. And Rockport gets the turnover. They'll get the ball back with 5:44 to play here in the third quarter, trailing 55-22 here at Rockport.
Ball's going to be at about the, 12-yard line down there? They're going to call it the 13-yard line.
I won't argue with you.
Rockport football, first and 10.
It's just a guess where that ball is. I know it's inside the 15, I can tell you that. I think that's pretty close. Around the 13-yard line is where this drive is going to be.
That's what we're going
to
call it.
Quarterback is Cade Makings. Two receivers to the right. Corbin Jacob is set out here in the slot. Makings has a snap. He's a left-hander. He's going to run to his left and then be wrapped up on a single open field tackle. After a gain of a few yards, he may have got about 4 or 5 on the carry.
Metzger, Cole Metzger on the top stop for the Knights.
If Makings a gain of 5, it'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go. New line of scrimmage around the, well, now let's get this figured out. Is that the 27? No, the 7.
About the 17.
About the 17, that's where it is. Looking down at the far end of the field, the ball at the 17-yard line. One thing I can see good is the play clock. I can see that easily.
Got that part taken care of.
They come over the football, second down and 6. Makings looks at 4 down linemen. Here comes the pressure. Makings steps up into the pocket. Now he'll be hit and dropped right back at about the line of scrimmage. Little, if any, gain makings. Thought he saw an opening there to try and duck inside and run up the middle, but not to happen.
Trace Mullen on the stack for the Knights that time.
So now it'll be loss of two on that carry, third down, and about 7 or 8 yards to go now. Wish I could tell you exactly where the football is, but from our angle...
We're going to call it the 15.
That sounds good. At the 15-yard line, third down and 8. Blue Jays with two receivers split to the left side of the quarterback. Makings, dumps it over the middle. The pass falls incomplete. It'll bring up a fourth down and 8. And what would probably be a punting situation, let's see if we see Corbin Jacob come on to punt the ball. Trailing 55-22 with 4:13 to play in the third quarter.
That ball had some zip on it. Makings was trying to get it out there to believe that was Corbin Jacob out there trying to get the ball to him.
Well, if they're going to punt, South Hold isn't buying it. Okay, now they've got a man back here waiting near the 40-yard line, but he's going to run up and play defense. So it looks like they've decided to go after this thing on fourth down and 8. Makings. Back to pass, rolling left. The left-hander throws it left. Ball tipped and falls incomplete. And you know what? South Holt's going to take over on downs deep in Rockport territory.
On the 15-yard line of the Blue Jays, the Knights will have it first and 10, up 52-22 here in the third quarter.
Well, we've seen this from both coaches tonight here, Cody. They're not afraid on fourth down deep in their own territory to go after it, even on fourth and long. But when South Holt did it, they were leading 49-22. So the line of scrimmage is at the 16-yard line, according to the scoreboard down there, just outside the 15. First and 10, South Holt, as Cole Metzger brings him to the line and puts two receivers to the short side of the field to his left. Metzger's all alone in an empty backfield to call his cadence in the shotgun. Metzger has the snap, looks left to the left sideline. Pass is complete, dumped it over the middle. It's going to be caught by Griffin Kemmerling. Kemmerling takes off to the corner, and he'll take it all the way for the touchdown. It'll be a 16-yard touchdown pass to Griffin Kemmerling. Kemmerling caught that one on a little slant coming from left to right, right over the middle, and it was perfectly delivered by Cole Metzger. Kemmerling all the way for the TD. The score coming with 3 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in the third quarter. That pushes our score to 61-22. Now we'll have the try for the 2-point conversion. Metzger puts two receivers to the left side of the field. Help me here, Cody. Has the snap, rolling to the right. Metzger wants to run with it, and he goes in standing up. Metzger carries in for the 2-point conversion, and that makes our score 63-22. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring update. It's your future. Let's protect it. Jake and Tosh Arm Connect, your Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. Just a one-play, 16-yard drive. Griffin Kemmerling carried in 16 yards out, caught a little slant pass over the middle, took it in for the TD. The conversion ran in by Metzger. 63-22, South Holt in charge now. Cole Metzger, I believe that's his 4th or 5th touchdown pass tonight. He's thrown a bunch of them.
He's got 3 passing touchdowns, 2 rushing touchdowns, and a punt return touchdown. So he's accounted for 6 touchdowns here in his ball game.
He's still got to run a kickoff back, huh? All right.
Trifecta.
Here's Mark's kick, fielded by an up man at the 20, across the 25, on the return for Rockport. I think that was Corbin Jacob.
That is correct. Yep, Corbin Jacob.
Jacob caught that one, but we've got flags down on the return. That's usually not a good sign for the return team.
Blocking the back is the initial indication.
Blocking the back against Rockport. So things kind of starting to come unwound here a little bit now for Rockport as they have fallen behind here on their home field, 63-22. I don't know if you're old enough to remember Paul Harvey, but I'm ready to move here to page two.
I already started my second one here, so we're good.
That was Paul Harvey's famous line, ready for page two. The ball's going to be back down around the 13 is where they'll put it after that penalty yardage. It'll be, since it occurred there on the return, it'll be first down from the end of the mark of the penalty. I'm going to call it the 13, first and 10 for Rockport. Again, your score, 63-22, 41-point lead right now. Blue Jays over the football. Cade Makings, the quarterback. Makings has the snap. Oh, my goodness. He handed it off to his running back. I believe that was Dakota Evans, and there were two defenders waiting for the running back the moment he got the football, and they lowered the boom on him.
Trace Millen in there again for the Knights, making the big defensive stop.
That Knight defensive line between the guards, the nose tackle and the two guards, it's just been practically impossible to run anything up the center.
Millen and Schaefer doing a great job for the Knights up front.
Pretty good side boys. I'm looking at the offensive side, 280, 275, 230. Pretty good size horses in there. Cade Makings on second down and about 13 yards to go. Is back to pass. Throws down this left sideline off the fingertips of his intended receiver. And he had a receiver actually in behind the coverage. That was Corbin Jacob. Jacob was being covered back there by Cole Metzger, and that ball was right on his fingertips. He just could not quite haul it in.
Just a little bit out of his reach. Metzger helping Corbin Jacob up off the ground there.
Good to see some sportsmanship like that out here. So the incompleted pass brings the ball back. It'll be third down and 13 yards to go. And again, the football is spotted. They say the 11-yard line over here, so I'm going to go with that. Third and 13 from the 11. Cade Makings, man in motion. Makings sets in the pocket. Now he scrambles, throws it out to the left, and the pass off the fingertips of the intended receiver down the left sideline. Tremendous effort. The receiver had the ball, hit him in the hands, popped out in front of him. Then he almost caught it a second time over there and just could not gather it in.
That was Jacob, the intended receiver, Corbin Jacob. Could not reel that one in. Two back-to-back plays just off the fingertips of Corbin Jacob.
Well, now it's fourth down and 13 at your own 11-yard line. They didn't punt it last time and ended up just giving up a quick touchdown. One play, 16 yards. Let's see if they're going to kick it this time.
I think so.
Corbin Jacob is their punter. He's going to stand in his own end zone to kick this thing away. Back deep to return it will be...
Nice punt.
Prusman chases after it. He's just going to get away from the ball and let it be touched down at the 34-yard line. Probably a wise decision there on the part of Tylan Prusman. He's a senior. This isn't his first rodeo. He knows you're up with this big lead. There's no reason to take a gamble and pick the ball up. And he just lets Rockport touch it down at the 34-yard line.
Timeout on the field.
We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Electric cooperatives are proud to serve hundreds of farms across their service areas. Harvest season can be an especially dangerous time for farm workers. This Farm Safety and Health Week, Atchison Holt Electric would like to thank all farm workers for the essential, challenging work they do. Remember to be aware of your surroundings. Atchison Holt Co-op, Rockport, Missouri.
This is Sunny 101.3.
I believe we may be looking at some new offensive ball players coming out here. No, we're still going to have Metzger at quarterback. I thought I saw a couple of nice clean jerseys, but perhaps not.
I think those are still the starters out there.
You know, I thought I saw a 63 out there a minute ago. And let's see what they do. The ball is going to be spotted at the 34-yard line, first and 10. Griffin Kemmerling comes to the left side as a wide receiver. Now the official says another timeout's taken by South Holt. So that'll give us an opportunity to once again step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
With U.S. Cellular, it's just $29.99 per line for one, two, or three lines. So you don't need that robot daughter you built to get a fourth line for family plan pricing.
Oh, Roblizabeth? She's not going to like that.
Your robots will prevail.
Oh, boy.
Get the low rate of $29.99 per line. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
To get these great deals from U.S. Cellular, head to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back once again to Rockport, Missouri. Clock shows a minute 29 to play in the third quarter. Our score, South Holt 63, Rockport 22, and it looks like Coach Josh Peterson is taking his offensive starters off the field and going to put a fresh eight men out there. So I'm going to have to South Holt. Let's pick up who our new quarterback's going to be. It looks like Cameron Biondo, a freshman, 145 pounds. Biondo, the freshman quarterback, sets in the shotgun formation, takes a snap, hands off to his running back, running off the right side, and that's Tate Prusman, another freshman. So we've got a lot of freshmen out there now. No redshirt freshmen either. They were eighth graders last year. Dean, on the play of about a yard, puts the football to the 35-yard line. It'll be second down and nine. I think Rockport has put eight new defenders out there also.
They have. I missed the tackle.
We'll try and pick out those defenders that are on the field. If you can identify any of them here, we'll go right ahead.
You bet. I see Brock Holmes out there, Weston Amther. Both of those two are out there.
Kyler Noland is in the game now for South Holt. He's a 120-pound freshman. Quarterback Biondo, the freshman, has the snap, bobbles at a moment. Now he picks it up and grabs it. No place to go. He'll be wrapped up, and he'll be tossed for a loss of a yard or two. Back down around the 33-yard line, so it's going to bring up third down and about 11.
Quentin Jackson on the stop, an 180-pound sophomore on the stop for the Blue Jays.
Have you ever noticed that when the coaches go to their twos and you get the backup offense and the backup defense almost always wins that battle? Something about going in on defense if you're a freshman, that's just an advantage there or what? But seldom do you see the backups on offense go down and do a whole lot of damage to the defense here. Time's going to expire for the third quarter, and after three quarters of play, South Holt leads it 63-22 over Rockport. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Be back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, third down and 12. The ball at the 33-yard line. Biondo is the quarterback. We'll see who the running back is next to him here in a moment. Biondo will call his starting count from the shotgun formation. The freshman QB has the snap, wants to throw the ball. He has a pass complete out to the left side. The freshman has his completion here in varsity football. We'll see when they unpile him over there who made that reception on the far side. Getting the catch there for South Holt was Gage Schroeder, a sophomore, 145-pound. Schroeder came up with the ball.
Brock Holmes over there on the stop for the Blue Jays. One comment on your question about the defense looks better when the second string come in. The offense has been practicing
the other team's offense give the scout team a little bit of a look all week. So they come in and try to run their own offense. It makes it a little difficult.
That's a very good point. Wide receiver out to the right side is Kyler Noland now. In a slot to the right is Gage Schroeder. Biondo on the keeper. Runs to the left. He's going to be hit and thrown for a loss in the backfield. Tackled and dropped back around the 38 or 9-yard line. So it's going to bring up second down and 13 yards to go.
Desmond Chaney on the stop for the Blue Jays that time.
Right now, the Knights just want to keep that clock running. 10 minutes, 55 seconds to go in this one here in the fourth quarter. 63-22, South Holt with a commanding lead over the Rockport Blue Jays. Blue Jays came in here 2-2 on the year. South Holt at 4-0 and ranked number 5 in the state. Now the Knights over the football. Biondo the QB. Biondo in the gun. Has a snap. Runs to his right. He's going to keep it himself. Turns it upfield. Nice job of running the football inside the 35. Got it down to about the 33-yard line. He'll have a gain of 5 or 6 on the carry.
Jacoby Hogue on the stop for the Blue Jays.
Spot the football now at the 33-yard line. We'll call it third down. A long 6, almost 7 yards to go here. Again, Biondo's the quarterback. We'll pick up Cale Kearns is in the lineup now. So's Gage Schroeder. We identified him. Can you see who the running back is back there next to him? He won't turn this way for me. Biondo with a wide receiver to each side of the field. On third down and about 7 yards to go is calling his count. Biondo has the snap. Runs to his left. Now tries to turn it upfield. That little guy is not afraid to run the football. He gets it down to almost the 30-yard line.
Tate Prusman is in the game back there running back for the Knights.
Tate Prusman, okay. 150-pound freshman. So now Biondo looks to the sideline. What do you have for me, coach, on fourth down and 4? The line of scrimmage is at the 30-yard line, fourth down and 4 yards to go for the Knights. Again, they're leading 63-22 with 9:18 to go. A big fourth down play here. Biondo in the gun. Waiting for the ref to let that clock wind down before he snaps it. Now has the snap. Gives a handoff to his running back. A flag is thrown. I believe carrying the football, that was Tate Prusman. He got it back to the line of scrimmage. That's about all, but we had a flag thrown in there. Let's see what the flag's going to be.
Preliminary indication face mask on the Blue Jays.
Oh, my. And they almost had him stop there. Inadvertent, it'll be a 5-yard variety. Puts the ball to the 24-yard line, and that gives us South Holt offensive unit another 4 downs to play varsity football tonight here in Rockport. I want to thank you, Cody Swong, my statistician tonight, color commentator. Fun to work with you again. Usually when you and I sit beside each other, it's at a basketball game.
It's on a hardwood.
I believe this is our first football game to work together.
Yeah, I've only worked 3, and this is the third one.
Okay.
So
well, you're doing a great job. We've worked a lot of basketball, but this is something different. Here we go, 1st and 10 for South Holt. Biondo, the quarterback. Looking to the back judge here.
Play clock's only at 14.
Yeah, he's going to stand there and let that play clock run down. I'm sure Josh Peterson says, don't you be snapping out with 20 seconds on the clock here. Prusman in motion out to the left. That's a lateral. He caught the ball and then turns it upfield. Tate Prusman, 150-pound freshman. That was actually a backward pass.
It was.
I was wondering what was coming off of that there for a minute.
No gain on the play. Bring up 2nd and 10.
Can't imagine Coach Josh Peterson condoning anything like a double pass when you're up 63-22. But these are, after all, a bunch of freshmen wanting to show the coach what they can do out here. 2nd down and 10 at the 25-yard line for South Holt. Biondo puts a wide receiver to the left. He puts one out to the right. Tate Prusman sets in the backfield next to him. Again, watching that play clock run down, that makes those linemen hold that stance an awful long time. Hands it off to Prusman. He comes to the right side to 25. Cranks it down near the 20-yard line, and he'll be dropped there. It'll bring up 3rd down and still about 5, maybe 6 yards to go.
Those two backfield players for the Knights, Prusman and Biondo, not afraid to put their shoulder down and gain some yards.
Yeah, Cameron Biondo is only 145 pounds, and he's crashed into some pretty good side defenders over on the other side of the line. Call it 3rd down and a long 5 yards to go. The ball just outside the 20-yard line for South Holt, the 20-yard line of Rockport. Cameron Biondo is the quarterback, the freshman signal caller. watching the play clock wind down before he snaps the football. Now has the ball. Goes to his left, keeps it himself. He's going to go outside to the left. He's got first down yardage. He's at the 10. He's inside the 10 and taken out of bounds on the far sideline inside the 10-yard line. It'll be first and goal for the South Holt Knights.
Case Millsap on the tackle for the Blue Jays.
Let's see where they say he stepped out of bounds. Looks like they're going to put it at about the 8-yard line. So it'll be first and goal from the 8. And these South Holt Knight players, backups, all of them, would love nothing more than to show Coach Peterson that they can move the ball down the field.
Biondo showed a little shiftiness on that play.
Yes, he did. Cameron Biondo is your QB. Tate Prusman sets to his right. Biondo calling his cadence. Watching the play clock wind down. Now he has the snap, keeps it himself. That might have been a missed handoff and a broken play there, but he still turns it into a slight gain. Biondo, I think, was intending to give the ball off to Tate Prusman. Prusman didn't take it. and he ends up getting, no gain on the play. We'll call it second down and goal still from the 8-yard line. Clock is down to 5:43 to play. This fourth quarter's passed by a little bit faster here. Again, Biondo, second down and goal from about the 8-yard line, calling his cadence. Watching the play clock click down to 7, 6, 5. There's a snap. Hands it off to Prusman. He bumps off one defender, then bounces outside, and he'll get back. Now does not get back to the line of scrimmage. Actually loses yardage. Back outside the 10 to about the 11. So now it's going to be third down and goal from the 11-yard line.
Dayton Hayes on the tackle for the Blue Jays.
All of this is happening with the score standing at 63-22. The game's no longer in question. South Holt's going to improve their record to 5-0 on the year and perhaps even improve on that number 5 ranking in the state by picking up the win tonight here over Rockport.
Sure could. This will be the 13th play of the drive for the backup offense for the South Holt Knights.
Third down and goal at the 12 is where they mark it. Biondo, the quarterback, Prusman beside him, and now we're going to have a timeout taken by South Holt. Timeout on the field with 4:37 to play in the ballgame. 63-22, South Holt on top. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, it's been somewhat of a marathon here tonight at Rockport. We still have 4:37 left to play in the football game. 63-22, South Holt on top. Knights with the football. Biondo on third down and goal from the 12-yard line. Biondo's going to watch that play clock click away. Now he takes a snap. Throws the ball over the middle. He's got a receiver for the touchdown. Getting the reception for South Holt was Cale Kearns. And that'll be a 12-yard pass, Biondo to Kearns. How about that? Now these backups have got something they can talk about, don't they?
They sure do. A little bragging rights over the starters.
12-yard touchdown pass, and the score comes with 4 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Cale Kearns makes the reception. We got to get that Cameron Biondo. Okay. Now we'll have the try for the two-point conversion. Biondo's the quarterback. Tate Prusman beside him. He's back to pass. Wants to throw it again into the end zone. Did he get there? Yes, he did. And who got the same kid?
Same kid.
Cale Kearns once again. So Cale says, you pitch, I'll catch, and we'll score some runs. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know that falls are the leading cause of emergency room visits? They can be more dangerous than you think, especially for older people. Staying physically active, including balance and strength training exercise, will help improve muscles and prevent falls. You should also check your home for any hazards, like poorly lit areas, clutter on the floor, or loose carpet and rugs. Having your eyes and hearing tested and checked medications for side effects, like dizziness, is also helpful.
Remember, prevention is the name of the game. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, our score goes 71-22 now. South Bold on top. That scoring drive, 13 plays, 46 yards, all backups on the offense and defensive side. Touchdown came on a 12-yard touchdown pass from freshman quarterback Cameron Biondo to Cale Kearns. Cale Kearns also caught the two-point conversion pass from Biondo, pushed it up to 71-22. And this recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. All right, we're ready for the kickoff. I believe that's still going to be Mark in there to handle the kicking. Mark comes forward. Here's the kickoff. A high end-over-ender comes up a little bit short, bounces at the 10. Return man just falls on the football at the 10-yard line. Getting down there on it for Rockport was Jack Meyerkorth, a freshman.
So starts.
Yeah, first and 10 from the 10-yard line now for Rockport. With Go ahead.
2 minutes left to play, fourth quarter. Clock running.
2 minutes? We've got a running clock going now, don't we? All right. Rockport's going to come over the football. Let's try and pick up their offense. Got a new quarterback in there.
Weston Anther, I think.
Anther's in. 10. He's got the snap. Bobbles a snap, then falls on it and loses 5 yards. I believe that is Anther.
Yes, that is.
140-pound freshman. No place to go. The defense was swarming all over him as the snap arrived from center.
I believe that was Tate Prusman in there on the tackle for the Knights.
I think a lot of the kids that we just saw playing defense a minute ago, or offense a minute ago, are in on defense now for South Holt. Blue Jays come over the football. Wide receiver to the left side is Chance Hayes, 125-pound freshman. They hand the ball off to the running back out to the right. He's got some running room down the right sideline, the 30, the 40, and tackled short of the 30-yard line. Across midfield, the official took a spill. He's down hard on the sideline. He's going to get up slowly. Our ref took quite a spill here on the sideline. We hope the guy's okay.
That was Jack Meyerkorth on the carry for the Blue Jays, brought down by Cameron Biondo.
That ref's ready to go to the bus. He's shaking up here. Ball is at the, 37-yard line, I believe. First and 10. Rockport with the football.
Clock shows 30 seconds.
There's a snap coming to the left, trying to turn the corner. The defender comes up to make, no, broke the tackle down the left sideline and now down inside the 20. The ball carrier, was it Melton?
Brock Holmes.
Okay. Holmes, the ball carrier. Let's see if they can get another playoff. 10 seconds to go here. They come over the football first and 10, the ball inside the 20. They'd like to put some points up on this final play. It's not going to happen. Carrying the football there is Jack Meyerkorth. He'll be wrapped up and tackled, and that should be the ball game. Your final score tonight, the South Holt Knights 71 and the Rockport Blue Jays 22. We're going to take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with our postgame show. That's coming up after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
We are wrapping up another summer, which means one thing for you farmers, time to gear up for harvest. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to provide you with the parts, the service, and the machinery you need to have a successful and smooth harvest. Get your equipment checked out now to prevent breakdowns and downtime when it's time to hit the fields. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Cody Swong back with you here at Rockport. Our final score tonight, South Holt 71, Rockport 22. Time now for a post-game scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from dead. You can contact them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, after a dominating performance in the first half by South Holt, they continued second half action. They led it at halftime 49-22. They came out in the third quarter, put a pair of touchdowns up, a 73-yard run by Kendall Nolan, and a 16-yard pass play from Metzger to Griffin Kimmerly. Made it 63-22. Then the reserves got their opportunity to come in. And Cameron Biondo, the freshman backup quarterback, completed a 12-yard touchdown pass to Cale Kearns for a TD with 4:13 to go in the ballgame. He then found Kearns as the target again for the two-point conversion pass, and that pushed the score 71-22. South Holt with the win. One stat that jumps out at you, the quarterback, Cole Metzger, for South Holt tonight. Cody, you tell me he had six touchdowns?
He did. He had three through the air, three passing touchdowns, two rushing touchdowns, and then he returned a punt for a touchdown.
And then Kendall Nolan also chipped in.
Kendall Nolan accounted for three touchdowns, all three on the ground, two in the first half, one in the second half, and he also grabbed an interception. Kendall Nolan with a good game as well for the Knights.
Well, you got to hand it to the Rockport Blue Jays. They came out here prepared to battle. I mean, they went up 8-0. They led it again 16-7. They came back after two scores in a row and went up 22-21. But boy, once it got to 22-21, the tide turned, and from there out, it was all South Holt. And South Holt goes on to the 71-22 win. I want to remind you on our sister station KTNC tomorrow afternoon, University of Nebraska football, the Cornhuskers kicking off at 2:30. Our pregame coverage begins at 12:30. Then on Sunday, we'll have Kansas City Chiefs football at 3:30 kickoff. That'll be here on Sunny 101.3. Don't forget, next Friday night, I'll travel with Johnson Brock out to Shickley as they face BDS over on KTNC. We'll have Fall City at Nebraska City. That's what's coming up for you. We hope you'll join us for those broadcasts. Cody, thank you for sitting in tonight. Great job on the statistics here and helping us out on the cover.
Appreciate it. It's a beautiful fall evening to broadcast some football, and just honored to be by your side again.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school football. For Cody Swong, our statistician, and for Ray Penny, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight. It was South Holt 71, Rockport 22. Good evening, everyone. You've been listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on Sunny 101.3.
Are you curious about what martial arts could do for you? Find out during the free trial week at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City, Monday, September 25th, Thursday the 28th, and Saturday the 30th. All classes are free to try. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. We have something for everyone. Find out more at facebook.com/HellerMartialArts or give us a call, 402-380-3383. Hope to see you there.
Whether you're looking to save for a rainy day or retirement, Frontier Bank has you covered with a variety of investment options. Hurry in for a promotional rate of 5.15 APY on a 7-month CD. $10,000 minimum deposit required. Yes, you heard that right. 7 months, 5.15 APY. Stop in or visit frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking.